This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Ms. Jackson by Jeff Incognito. Chapter 01. Despite my regular trips to the gym, I struggled carrying this box. It was full of my girlfriend's shoes. It must have weighed over 200 pounds, and there were three more boxes just like waiting for me in the truck bed. "Put that box in the storage room. I won't need those till fall. But put the others in our room," Haley commanded. I just grunted, not able to say anything. Haley and I had been together 2 years now. We had met in our first year of college. I'm not sure what attracted her to me. She claims it was my charisma, but I don't know about that. I, on the other hand, had been blown away the first time I laid eyes on her. She had just finished her dance class when she walked into our general psychology course late. The whole class turned to watch her take her seat. Her long brown hair was tied up in a ponytail, showing off her immaculate bone structure. High cheekbones, defined jawline, slender nose, and plump lips. It also didn't hurt that her spandex were skin tight. They showed off her long muscular legs and tight butt. I spent the rest of that semester trying to get into her pants, and along the way we sort of fell in love. Now that we were both in the tail end of our degrees, it did not leave a lot of time for work. So we were looking for a cheap place to live in order to save money while we worked on graduating. Haley's mom offered to let us live in her basement. Haley loved the idea, I didn't. So here we are, moving into the girlfriend's mom's basement. It was really emasculating and I hated it. However, I have to admit, it was the most logical choice. Haley's mom, Ms. Jackson's house was rather large. And since her divorce from her husband a year prior, she was living in it all alone. There was a separate basement entrance. A spare bedroom and extra bath downstairs. The only thing that was missing was a kitchen, so we would have to share one upstairs. But Haley and I would be at school most of the time, and Ms. Jackson had an office job, so I doubted we would run into one another often, if ever. The best part was Ms. Jackson was willing to let us live here for free. As long as I helped out around the house/yard and we went to church with her on Sundays. Ms. Jackson was a very religious woman. When Haley and I had first gotten together, Ms. Jackson was not happy with the idea of her daughter and I living together before marriage. But Ms. Jackson is also a very smart woman. She knows when to choose her battles and eventually she let it go. I'm sure Haley and I will get married someday. We're just not in a rush. With all the boxes successfully moved and I let myself drop onto the sofa. It was a hot day and I was drained.
"Good job, Chris. We got that done faster than I expected," Haley said.
"Yeah, we worked real hard," I said sarcastically.
Haley looked at me with a scowl. Then she leaned in towards me and gave a quick peck on the cheek.
"I know I didn't help much. But I'll reward you for it, promise," she told me with a wink.
Then, lifting one leg gracefully into the air, she straddled me. I reached around and took two handfuls of her ass through her booty shorts. Her pink bra could be seen through her thin white tank top. Her breasts were not porn star status, but they were definitely large for a dancer and her small frame. 28 C's. They were sitting directly in front of my face. Blood slowly began to inflate my erection. The look on Haley's face told me she could feel it. She put her arms around my neck and started grinding her pelvis into mine.
"It's kind of weird doing this in my mother's basement. It makes me feel naughty," she said.
Then she placed her lips on mine and slid her warm tongue into my mouth. My tongue wrestled with hers. I slid my hands up her arched back and clasped onto her shoulders. Then I used my new leverage to pull her body down into mine so I could grind into her with more pressure.
"Oh."
She let out a soft moan. Then moved her mouth to my ear and began breathing heavily. I moved one hand to her chest and pushed against one of her breasts. She grabbed the bottom of my shirt and pulled it over my head and threw it to the floor. She momentarily took a break from dry humping me to reach down and unbutton my shorts. Like a cat, she slipped off my lap and onto her knees. Grabbing my shorts, she slid them down to my ankles. Now all that remained were my boxer briefs, my bulging penis clearly visible underneath them.
"Am I about to get what I think I'm about to get?"
I asked excitedly. She simply nodded her head and ran her hands up my abs to my chest. They lingered there for a moment, and then delicately headed south again. When they reached my bulge, they stopped. Her delicate fingers squeezed the engorged member and tickled it with her fingernails. Then slowly, she started rolling my underwear down my thighs. First the swollen head was exposed, then inch by inch my now fully erected shaft was revealed. Free from my restricting boxers, my member swayed slightly in the cool air. Haley wrapped one hand around the base of my shaft, the other hand reached down to massage her wetting pussy. She pulled my dick forward, leaned in and flicked the tip with her tongue. I was squirming now.
"Come on, Haley, enough teasing," I begged. She gave the head of my penis one more lick with the tip of her tongue, and then opened wide to take me in. Just then the door opened upstairs and someone entered.
"Hey kiddos, I'm home," Ms. Jackson hollered down the stairs. "Mind if I come down?"
Haley frantically shoved my fully erect penis back into my briefs. I clumsily pulled my shorts up and reached for my shirt. Ms. Jackson stuck her head in the doorway seconds later.
"Whoa, looks like you two have some organizing to do," she said, looking at all the boxes. "Why don't you two come up in a few minutes? I'll have dinner ready soon. And Chris, dear, you do know your shirt is on backwards, right?"
I smiled sheepishly at her, and she exited. Haley began laughing and I whispered,
"You still owe me."
After a cold shower I met Haley and her mother upstairs for dinner. The upper level was rather large, but only had a few rooms. One big kitchen, a living room with two sofas facing a flat screen, a sitting area that opened up into the dining room where a long rectangular table sat. And then a hallway which led to a master bedroom I had never seen. Ms. Jackson said we were fine to be upstairs whenever we wanted, she just asked we respect her privacy and stay out of her bedroom.
"Chris, do you mind setting the table?" Ms. Jackson asked me.
I dutifully began my task while Haley and her mother laid out the salad and grilled chicken. It amazed me that Ms. Jackson worked full days and still had energy to come home and cook.
"Haley, you say grace for us," Ms. Jackson said.
We bowed our heads and Haley offered a short prayer. After we began dishing our food and Haley started telling her mother how she planned to decorate the downstairs. I took opportunity to listen and look at the two of them interact. In many ways Haley looked a lot like her mom. And I was glad, I hoped Haley would age as well as her mother. Ms. Jackson was a stunningly good-looking woman. Haley got her bone structure from her mother. Ms. Jackson too had very high-set cheekbones, slender nose and a well-cut jawline. Her face was beginning to show the hint of wrinkles, but it wasn't bad, after all she was in her late 40s. Her lips were plump like her daughter's, perhaps slightly more full actually. I wondered if she had injections, either way, they looked very good. Her eyes were the same crystal blue with long luscious lashes. Haley had also inherited her mother's frame. She was skinny with a slim waist. But there were also some differences. Unlike her daughter, she had blonde hair. And she didn't wear it quite as long, it fell just past her shoulders when she wore it down, tonight it was pulled back in a bun. While Haley weighed 115 pounds I would have guessed her mom weighed closer to 140 pounds. Don't be confused, she did not look heavier than her daughter, she was just a few inches taller. I would bet just under 6 feet, and all the rest of the extra weight was in her bra. Her breasts were much larger than her daughter's. I forget how it came up, but Haley had told me once her mother wore a 32DD. She was a modest woman, rarely did she wear anything that showed them off. Tonight was no exception. Sha had on a gray sweater that matched her dark skirt. My eyes traveled down the sharp lines of her jaw, down her thin neck and then to the large round melons that stretched at the fabric of her sweater, only to jump back and once you reached her thin waist.
"Earth to Chris, do you want a roll or not?"
Haley prodded me.
"Oh yeah, thanks,"
I answered, taking a roll from the basket she was holding.
"Well, I hope you two love it here. It is nice to have you back home,"
Ms. Jackson said with a big smile.
We did love it.
It was of course amazing not to have rent to worry about. And an extra perk that I had not taken into consideration when we first moved in was all the home-cooked meals. The first time our normal routine was broken up happened our first Saturday there. I asked Haley to go to the gym with me but she said she would rather sleep in. So I slipped my running shoes on and headed to the gym alone. The parking lot was pretty full and I had to park pretty far away. Eventually I made it inside. I hung my keys on the rack next to the door and looked up at the row of treadmills. Most of them were taken. My eyes did a sweep of the people on them, men and women of all shapes and sizes. One woman caught my attention immediately, Ms. Jackson. She had on pink Nike running shoes, ankle-long black spandex showed the curves in her muscular legs. They also hugged her round ass, which gave almost no jiggle as she jogged. It looked solid. On top she had a pink sports bra, to match the shoes and a baggy white tank top over that was cut in on the back and had a fairly low neckline. Her toned arms pumped back and forth. Despite the pink sports bra her breasts lurched up and down as she jogged, colliding into one another as they came up, creating a mountain of cleavage with each step. Her blonde hair, tied in a ponytail swung from side to side. She usually did not wear much makeup, but at the gym she wore none. Without it she looked a couple years older, still great for her age, just an older version of Haley. After I had enjoyed the sight of her for a few moments, I approached. As I got closer she noticed me, smiled and took her headphone out of her ears.
"Hey Ms. Jackson, I didn't know you came here,"
I said.
"Yeah. I try to come, every day,"
she said, slightly out of breath. She turned the speed down on her machine and started walking, which did not do much to calm the bouncing of her large breasts. It took all my willpower to keep my eyes on her face.
"Me too. How come this is the first time I've seen you?"
I asked.
"I usually come before work, so I imagine you are at school at that time. But good for you for finding the time to work out. It really shows,"
she complimented me. I blushed, remembering that I was in a tank top.
Thanks. You look good too,"
I said honestly, but it caused me to blush even more. She just looked down at me and smiled. A single bead of sweat formed on her neck and began moving downward. I tried to resist but my eyes followed its progress down. Down until it was lost in the cavern created by her massive chest.
"Thank you, dear. Have a good workout,"
she said and put her headphones back in. My sign to move along.
I headed to the free weights and began my workout. Every now and then I risked a glance across the gym to where Ms. Jackson was. She moved from the treadmill to the donkey kick machine. Leaning forward, she kicked one leg back, which was resisted with weights. The motion caused her glutes to contract. From there she moved to a machine where she sat and squeezed her legs together. I knew she was my girlfriend's mother, but I couldn't help but daydream of how sexual she looked in all of those positions. Realizing I was moving through my routine at half the speed I normally did, I decided to concentrate. I moved to the bench press and quickly did some sets. I added some weight to each side. Resuming my lying position, I moved the weight off the rack and did a couple reps. My chest really began to burn on my fourth rep down, and I struggled to get it up. Just then a female set of hands grabbed hold of the bar and helped me get it the rest of the way up.
"How many more you got left?" Ms. Jackson's voice asked.
"At least three more," I grunted. She encouraged me to keep going. I did the last few reps with her help. Then I let the bar fall heavily onto the rack.
"Hey, thanks, I definitely could not have done those last ones without you," I said.
"No problem. Besides, it wasn't completely selfless.
Would you mind spotting me on the squat rack? I just really want to make sure my form is good," she answered.
"Oh sure, of course," I said. I followed behind her to the squat rack. My eyes glued to her muscular ass as she walked. Then I realized we were standing in front of a giant mirror, and she could probably see me. I looked up quickly.
"Just make sure my feet stay shoulder width apart, my back is straight, and that I am going down past 90 degrees," she instructed me. She obviously knew what she was doing. "And while you spot me, stand directly behind me and keep your hands on the underneath of my ribcage to help me lift up. But don't help too much, make me work for it."
She got situated and lifted the bar off the rack. I took my place behind her and reached around her sides and placed my hands on the bottom of her ribcage. If I had moved my hands just a couple inches up, I could have felt the curvature of her breasts. She bent at the knees and squatted down. Keeping her back straight, she thrust her butt backwards. I copied her motion and followed her down, trying to keep some space between our bodies. But at the bottom of her squat it was impossible. Her firm ass cheeks brushed against my crotch. She shot back up. Then she repeated the motion 9 more times. Each time her butt pushed against my crotch. I was so thankful that I had worn my compression shorts, because by the end of her first set I had a raging hard on.
Could she feel it?
I don't know, I hope not. By now sweat droplets formed everywhere her skin was exposed. Each time she squatted her glutes, quads and calves flexed. On top of that the reflection of the mirror gave me the front angle as well. Each time she dropped down I got a flash of her cleavage. It was too much, and by the end of her final set my raging hard on was throbbing.
"Thanks for the spot. I'm going to do some core and then I think I'm done for the day," she told me.
"Yeah, I think I'm done for the day too.
Hey, why don't we just carpool from now on?"
she asked.
"Yeah, no sense in driving two cars."
"Okay, sounds good. I'll see you at home," she said. We did carpool from then on. We never missed a Saturday. Sometimes Haley came with us, but most of the time she chose to sleep instead. When Haley didn't come, Ms. Jackson would always ask me to spot her for certain lifts. I noticed she never went without makeup again after that first time. And I was sure to never forget the compression shorts. We talked on the drives to and from the gym. I told her about school. We talked about Haley. She told me how things were at the office. She worked for a company that sold health and beauty products. Meal shakes, bath soap, anti-aging cream, etc. Which made sense, MS. Jackson was obsessed with living healthy and taking care of her body. Every now and then she told me about the guys she was dating. We were getting to know each other better. But it never felt like a friend-to-friend thing. It was more like an authority figure giving advice and counseling to a younger person. She definitely treated me like a kid. I often found myself looking forward to seeing her when I got home. But when I caught myself thinking of Ms. Jackson, I mentally scolded myself and directed my thoughts either back to the lecture or towards Haley.
"You're home late,"
Haley said to me as I kicked off my shoes at our bedside.
"Sorry. I was at the library writing a paper."
I shed my shirt and pants and collapsed into bed next to her. I snuggled up next to her and wrapped an arm around her torso. She was braless, wearing one of my t-shirts and panties. I slid my hand underneath her shirt and grabbed a handful of boob. She slapped my hand away.
"Your hands are freezing," she hissed.
I laughed.
"Well, help me warm them up. You know it's been a while. Want to fool around?"
I asked her and kissed the back of her neck.
"I'm pretty tired. How about tomorrow?" she asked. "But we're just as busy tomorrow."
My hand moved back to her breast. They must have warmed by now because she didn't slap it away.
"Fine. But just a quick hand job. I have to get up early in the morning."
She rolled over so that she was facing me. Then she reached down and her hand quickly slipped underneath the waistband of my underwear. She allowed me to continue massaging her breasts as she fondled my balls. Then she grabbed hold of my soft dick and gave it a squeeze.
"Come on, get hard for me, babe,"
she ordered me. With her free hand she started massaging her other breast, the one I was neglecting. She knew I liked that. Slowly my limp dick began to grow and expand until her small hand could hardly wrap all the way around it. She rolled back over, reached over to a bottle of lotion on her nightstand, shot two squirts into her hand and then was back. With a hand full of lotion, she easily slid all the way along all 7+ inches of my cock. She pumped up and down, and twisted her hand like a corkscrew while she did. My dick was soon lathered in the lotion. She varied her pace from time to time. She slowed, squeezing harder as she did. Then she picked up the pace again and stroked me fast. Back and forth. A soft moan escaped my lips. "That's it, come for me, babe, come for me." She whispered hotly into my ear and increased her pumping speed. I could feel it coming, like an eruption. It started in my balls and sent a hot load up my shaft, out my head and onto my stomach. Haley slowed her pace but kept stroking me. After the initial load, a few smaller squirts of jizz seeped out of the head of my penis. "Are you done?" Haley asked. Her sultry voice replaced with a normal one now. "Yeah." She kissed me quick on the mouth and rolled over. "That must be a record time. Good night, babe." "Good night, Haley," I replied. I took a pillowcase off one of the pillows and used it to wipe up my jizz, then discarded it onto the floor. I laid my head back and closed my eyes. Haley was right, it was a record time for getting me off. I decided to keep to myself that while she was jacking me off, I was fantasizing it was her mom lying next to me, stroking my cock. The next time I came home that late, I found Haley was already asleep. I didn't blame her. She had a busy schedule, so did I. It just seemed the free time we did have in our schedules never overlapped. I brushed my teeth, got ready for bed, and then snuggled in under the covers next to Haley's warm body. I was just about to drift off into dreamland when I heard people's footsteps on the floor above us. One went. Click, clack. That must be Ms. Jackson's heels. The other were much heavier. Thump, thump. That must be her date. I forget his name, but she had been seeing this guy for the longest out of all of them. I could hear muffled voices, and every now and then the man would give a hearty laugh. Then I could no longer hear the click, clack of Ms. Jackson's heels. She must have taken them off. Her steps so light she was now invisible. But I could still hear the man's steps. He walked about the kitchen and then I could trace his steps down the hallway and into Ms. Jackson's bedroom, directly above us. His steps became quieter but I could still hear them. His shoes were now off as well. Then everything went quiet for a few minutes. Until I heard. Creak. Eek eek. I looked over at my alarm clock. 12:27. The creaking noise continued. Over time it got slightly louder and more frequent. It was the squeaking of her bed frame. Ms. Jackson was getting laid right above me. A small fire of jealousy lit deep inside of me. I imagined their naked bodies. Ms. Jackson on her back, her large beautiful breast exposed, legs spread, taking this man's dick inside of her. The squeaking of the bed grew more intense. They were going faster. The fire of jealousy grew larger and burned hotter. My member also grew underneath the sheets, hard with arousal. I heard grunts of pleasure from the man penetrating my girlfriend's mother. I strained my neck in attempts to hear anything come from the sweet lips of Ms. Jackson. A whimper, a moan, but I heard nothing. The man gave one last guttural grunt, and then everything went quiet. 12:32, 5 minutes. 300 seconds of sex with Ms. Jackson had just taken place in the room above me. A few minutes later I heard the man's steps to the door. It opened and closed. Then a car started in the driveway and pulled away. 4 hours I lay awake, replaying the scene in my head. That Saturday Ms. Jackson and I had our weekly gym session like normal. I did not bring up the late night sex scene, and she did not mention anything about her recent dating experiences. Everything was routine until 2 weeks after that. I entered through the basement, and shrugged my heavy backpack to the floor. I had lifetime of homework due the next day, but first my hunger needed satisfying. I headed upstairs to the kitchen. Turning the corner, I saw Ms. Jackson sitting at the dining room table. "Oh hey Ms. Jackson. I didn't know you were here. I was just grabbing something from the fridge really quick. You're hungry? Sit and eat some leftovers with me," she said. I took a plate from the cupboard and heated up some lasagna. Then I took a seat at the table. Ms. Jackson had her hair down. Dark red lipstick covered her ripe lips, golden hoop earrings hung from her lobes. She wore a beige blouse, one of her rare articles of clothing with a neckline that dipped low, showing off her white melons. I tried to keep my eyes up. She also wore skin-tight jeans. They accentuated her flared hips. On her feet were tan wedges, her legs were crossed. Her fingernails and toenails were painted red, matching her lips. Bracelets clinked together when she moved her hands. "Done with school for the day? Where's Haley?" she asked, taking a sip of wine, leaving her lipstick on the clear glass. "She is on campus late today." I took a bite of lasagna. "Well, thanks for keeping me company. Especially today. I was dreading eating alone." "Why is that?" "Because today is the 1 year anniversary when I officially divorced Haley's dad." "Oh, I'm sorry." I didn't know what else to say. "Don't be sorry. It was for the best. I'm sure Haley has told you about him." "A little. He was an empty shell. He wasn't like that when we first married. I blame it on his addiction to prescription. He didn't even have a job for the last several years of our marriage. And he was so emotionally distant it was sad. But you don't care to hear about all this." "No, I do. I've never heard this from your perspective. Please go on. That is, if you want." So she kept talking. And I mostly listened. As we talked longer we leaned forward towards one another. When I felt I could I stole glances at her hanging orbs of temptation. For the first time she dropped the role of motherly figure and I felt as if I was one of her girlfriends that she was venting to, or almost like we were on a date. Separating from my husband was the best thing for me. But at the same time it was hard. And I would be lying if I said I didn't feel somewhat lonely from time to time. "Ms. Jackson, you are a beautiful woman. And you're smart, you have supported yourself financially all these years. Honestly, you are like the biggest catch for some lucky guy out there.
She blushed and looked down.
Ms. Jackson, what are you doing home tonight? Didn't you have a date with that guy you've been seeing for a while now?
Please stop calling me that. I think we know each other well enough that you can call me Kat.
I don't know. That feels kind of weird.
How about Catherine?
Fine. Just no more of this Ms. Jackson stuff. It makes me feel old.
She said, uncrossing and recrossing her legs.
But yes, I did have a date tonight. I called and told him I was sick.
What's wrong?
Nothing, I feel fine. I just didn't want to see him. In fact, I haven't seen him since.
Her voice trailed off.
Since you slept with him. I finished for her.
Her eyes widened.
How did you know? My room is right below yours, remember?
She put her hands on her face in embarrassment. Then I heard a soft sob come from her. I reached up and took her hands away from her face. Mascara was streaking down her face from tears.
Hey, what's wrong?
I asked.
It's nothing. It's obviously not nothing. I cannot believe I'm telling you this. But that was my first time since the divorce. I've been trying to be a good Christian woman. But what really is upsetting me is not that I gave into temptation. It's just, well, if you were listening, you know for yourself how anticlimactic it was.
I just looked at her, not knowing what to say.
I know you just see me as Haley's mother, but I am a woman just like any other. I have desires, needs. I even got a Brazilian wax for Christ's sake.
I don't know. Maybe I am being unreasonable. I knew I should be mentally and physically present for this. That Catherine needed this for her emotional health. But at that moment I could not help but think of wax pussy underneath those jeans. My eyes by instinct went there, and I'm sure she could feel me burning a hole in her pants.
Ms. Jack.
Catherine.
I corrected myself. I do not just see you as Haley's mother. Like I said before, you are a beautiful woman. In fact, you are damn sexy. Do you not see how the guys drool over you at the gym? But you are more than just a hot body. There are not very many women that could go back to work and support a household like this. Trust me, you will not be alone forever. And I do not think you are being unreasonable. Don't lower your standards.
Because you deserve the best. Her watery blue eyes stared back at mine. Even with mascara streaked down her face, she looked incredibly sexy. I knew that's what she needed to hear. Every woman wants to be beautiful, but they also need to feel sexually desired from time to time. In the silence, I finally noticed that I was cradling one of her hands in mine. Her other hand rested on my thigh. Our chairs had somehow become so close that our knees were touching. And the distance between our faces was so small that had she wanted, she could have easily leaned in to kiss me. I think she realized our closeness too because she immediately withdrew her hands and sat straight in her chair. I had gone too far. What was I thinking? She wiped her eyes and cleared her throat.
I think you had better go back downstairs. Can I help clear the table?
I offered.
No, no. I will take care of it.
Good night.
Good night, Ms. Jackson.
She did not correct me, and I went downstairs. I laid in bed and listened to her light footsteps on the floor. I heard her bedroom door close and then everything was quiet. Haley arrived home a few minutes later.
Hey, how was your day?
She asked me.
Fine. Yours?
Same.
Just the usual.
I'm going to get ready for bed, then will you cuddle me till I fall asleep? Surprisingly, Ms. Jackson and I still carpooled to the gym that Saturday. But it was back to the adult-to-child conversations. I guess we were going to pretend like that night never happened. But the awkwardness between us was almost palpable.
Do you need a spot on the squat rack?
I asked.
No thanks. I should be good.
Great. Now the rest of our time in her basement was going to be weird. I wish I could go back in time and just have things how they used to be. The next day at church, the sermon must have been inspired.
The spirit is willing but the flesh is weak.
The pastor's voice echoed throughout the chapel.
The natural man is full of carnal desires. But we must not give in to sin.
He spoke of our lustful desires as fallen creatures and how the Spirit of God could help us to forsake them. Occasionally I looked over at Ms. Jackson. Once or twice I thought she was looking at me too, but she looked away so quickly that I couldn't be sure. The next week I was mowing the lawn. I had my shirt off, trying to beat the heat and get some rays at the same time. The freshly cut grass felt good on my bare feet. Ms. Jackson stepped out the front door and looked like she was about to say something to me, so I turned the mower off.
Please don't forget that tomorrow is trash day. I'm going out to lunch with George. I'll be back soon.
George was the man who had pounded Ms. Jackson for 5 whole blessed minutes a couple weeks prior. Apparently they were still seeing each other, and she wanted me to know. She drove away as I started up the mower again. It went on like that for the whole rest of the week. Anytime I went upstairs for something, she would slip away to her bedroom. Any contact we did have was brief and professional. If that's how it was going to be, that was fine. After all, what else did I really expect? I kicked my shoes off, and quickly shed my clothes. Reaching into the shower, I adjusted the knobs to the correct temperature. I was sweaty after a good workout. It was Friday, so I had gone by myself. It had been a few days since Haley and I had had sex. We would do soon, so I shaved the downstairs to make sure I was clean when she got back. Her best friend was getting married and she was at an overnight bachelorette party. It had actually put some pressure on our relationship. When were we going to finally get married? But I wasn't going to worry about that tonight. I had the basement all to myself, and I was planning on relaxing. I dried myself off. I slipped on some underwear and pulled a t-shirt over my head.
The front door opened and I heard Ms. Jackson enter. I wonder if she was going to be home all night?
Oh, well.
I wasn't planning on going upstairs at all tonight. I flopped on the couch and turned on the TV. Then deciding I needed some ice cream, I got back up and went to the mini fridge we had downstairs. Cookie dough ice cream was one of the few things I made sure we always had in stock. Now with a bowl full of ice cream, I settled back in on the couch. I got comfortable for the beginning of my all-night Netflix binge. I heard click clack on the floor above me. Had Ms. Jackson put heels on? Maybe she did have a date tonight. What should I watch first? I scrolled through the recent releases section. The Graduate caught my eye. It looked like an older film that I had never seen before, so I clicked play. About 20 minutes into the movie, and a quarter into my bowl of ice cream, the door at the bottom of the stairs creaked open and Ms. Jackson peered her head in. Seeing me lounging in my underwear, she shielded her eyes with her hand. I'm so sorry. I was just wondering if you could come upstairs and help me with something, she said, keeping her face down.
Oh, sure.
Just give me a minute. Please take your time. It's no rush. She closed the door and went back upstairs. That was embarrassing. At least I wasn't masturbating or something. I pressed pause and put the remaining ice cream back in our mini freezer. I picked up some dirty jeans off the floor and slipped them on. Not bothering with socks or shoes, I headed up the stairs. The setting sun did little to illuminate the upstairs, and the only other light on was in the kitchen. So that's where I headed. I turned the corner to see Ms. Jackson standing in the center of the kitchen. My dick gave a twitch in my pants, and if it hadn't been attached, my jaw literally would have hit the floor. Her hair done up in a loose bun. Pearl earrings in her ears. She was wearing a little black dress. I had never seen it before. It was sleeveless, with straps over the shoulders. The neckline was so low and the dress so tight that her massive breasts were spilling out, like they were begging to be released. A pearl necklace wrapped twice around her neck, like a choker, with the excess trailing down into her cleavage. The dress hugged her waist and ended well above her knees. My eyes traveled down her smooth legs to her manicured feet, which wore high black heels. Do you have a date tonight with George? I asked.
No, why?
No reason. I said, confused. Please take a seat. She motioned to the counter. I sat. She turned around and went to the pantry. The dress was backless, showing Ms. Jackson's smooth skin and the straps of a lace black bra. She bent forward at the hips, reaching for a bottle of wine. The black fabric became even more sheer across her round ass. Were it just an inch or two shorter, I could have seen the bottom of her cheeks. My dick gave another twitch. Would you like some wine? She asked me.
No thanks.
She straightened. You don't mind if I have some, do you? She asked, grabbing a glass from the cupboard.
No.
Obviously. She poured herself a glass, and as she did, I noticed she wore a pearl bracelet, matching the earrings and necklace. She raised the glass to her pink lips and tilted her head back, which gave me a great view of her neckline. While she drank deeply from her glass, I abandoned all caution and gazed deeply at her goddess figure. The glass clanked back onto the counter, and my eyes returned to hers. She leaned forward against the counter, giving me an even better angle of her right breasts. The pearl necklace not dangling forward, as it was trapped between her mountains of flesh. What were you watching down there? She asked.
Huh.
The movie, what were you watching?
Oh, that.
Just the something on Netflix. I don't really know. I stammered back. You don't have any plans tonight?
No.
I was just planning on staying in.
Me too.
She said. Haley is gone. Bachelorette party.
I know.
She said, and took another sip of wine. This time not taking her eyes off me. A long silence followed in which we just looked at one another. What was going on? Whatever it was, I was not going to make a fool of myself again. What was it exactly that you needed my help with, Ms. Jackson? Do you like my new dress? She asked. Is that what you needed me for? I asked, confused.
No.
But what do you think?
It is stunning.
I said truthfully. You don't think it is too revealing?
Well, it
is different from the dresses you wear to church. Speaking of church, did you like the sermon last week? The one on carnal desires and not giving in to temptation. Ms. Jackson, what was it you needed my help with? She strutted around the counter and stopped next to me. Naturally, I turned on my stool to face her. I told you to call me Catherine. Catherine, what can I help you with? She took a step closer. I could now smell her perfume. With me sitting, and her in her heels, she towered above me. My dick gave another twitch in my pants. What tempts you? She asked me. I don't understand. I stuttered. She grabbed the front of my shirt and pulled me off of the stool into a standing position. Standing up, we were eye to eye. Our faces only inches apart. I want to know what tempts you. What are some of your carnal desires? She asked again. My dick gave yet again another twitch. What did she mean? My mind was racing. What was this all about? I suppose there are a lot of things that tempt me. I stammered back. My eyes kept darting to her lips and then back to her blue eyes. Do women tempt you? We were standing so close now that her giant breasts were almost touching my chest. And inside my chest, my heart was beating faster and faster. No. I lied, then realizing she probably knew that was a lie, I thought it might be better to tell the truth.
Well, yes.
Some do.
Some do?
Which ones?
Who?
She took another step towards me. Her boobs were now pressed up against my chest. She could not be any closer.
Do I tempt you?
Huh?
What do you mean?
I asked. I see you watching me. I see you out of the corner of my eye when you think no one is watching. Am I a carnal desire of yours? Do you lust after me?
Her voice had dropped almost to a whisper, even though we were alone.
What the hell? Is this some sort of test?
That must be it, she is testing me. The blood was rushing from my brain to my penis, making it difficult to think clearly. But I tried to choose my next words carefully.
Well, yes. You are a beautiful woman, so yes, you are a temptation.
I swallowed. But like the preacher said, we need to practice self-discipline. Any carnal desire is possible to overcome, right?
I don't know. I have been thinking a great deal about what the preacher said. I admit I've gone back and forth. But do you know what I have concluded?
She whispered. It took me a minute to find my voice, but I managed to squeak out.
No, I've come to the conclusion that some temptations shouldn't be forsaken. This life is short, and sometimes it's better to embrace that desire. To own it, and make it your own. Sometimes it might be better to throw yourself face first into the tempest of passion. After all, isn't that what gives meaning to life? Surrendering to, and letting yourself become overtaken with ecstatic, raw passion.
Her last words were emphasized. And then her mouth was left partially open, just a couple inches from mine.
What is she implying? What is she saying?
If this is a test, I am going to fail. I gently placed my hands on her face and pulled her the rest of the way. My lips pressed up against hers. A tiny explosion erupted at the point of contact and spread like electricity throughout my entire body. My knees felt weak. I was kissing Ms. Jackson, and so far, she hadn't pulled away yet. Then, as if awoken from a deep slumber, she kissed me back. She sucked my bottom lip in between hers, released it, and then came back for more. Explosion after explosion went off on my lips and spread like the first, throughout my entire body. My knees regained their strength, and I wrapped an arm around her waist. I pulled her in closer to me, smashing her chest against mine. Oh my God, her breast feels so good against me. I kissed her back. Our lips grew moist as they smacked against one another's. Our kiss grew more intense until our mouths were opening wider and wider. I felt her tongue venture into mine and then quickly retreat. I let mine explore her upper lip, tracing it lightly. She liked that. She latched onto my tongue with her mouth and pulled it in. Our tongues wrestled back and forth, our lips smacked. She put her arms around my neck and I wrapped my second arm around her waist, pulling her into me as hard as I could. We couldn't get close enough.
This is amazing. I am making out with Ms.
Jackson. I am kissing my girlfriend's mother.
Wait, I'm kissing my girlfriend's mother?
I pulled my mouth away from hers and released her from my arms.
Wait, wait. I gasped. We can't.
She kept her arms around me.
But why? Don't you want it?
She asked.
Yes, of course I do. But you are my girlfriend's mother. I want it too. But just because we both want it, doesn't make it right.
I reasoned.
What makes something right? And what makes it wrong? If two people both want something, doesn't that make it right? I've thought a lot about this. That night we spoke of my divorce, and of being fulfilled. I sent you downstairs and I shouldn't have. I went to my room that very night and pleasured myself wishing that it was you doing it for me.
My dick gave a twitch at hearing that.
If it feels so good, it can't be wrong. But your daughter, I really care about her.
She smiled.
I know you do. It's one of the things that attracts me to you so much. I care about her too, even more than you do. And even with all that love for my daughter, I still want you. And I know you want me. I'm glad you are hesitant. I probably wouldn't be comfortable if you weren't a little hesitant. But now that you have offered to stop, it only makes my desire grow.
She unlocked her hands and moved them to my shoulders. Then she let them slide down to my chest. The slid further down to my abs, one hand stopped there. But the other kept going, past my waist and stopped on my growing bulge. She is touching it. She is touching my junk. Through my pants, but still, she's touching it. She gave it a gentle squeeze.
I want this. If you stop us again, then I will stop. And I'll leave it at that. But I don't think you will.
She gave the bulge in my pants one more gentle squeeze and then put her mouth on mine again.
This is wrong. But it feels so right. She is so damn sexy. But what would Haley think? All these thoughts and more were racing through my mind. But who was I kidding? I wanted this more than I had wanted anything in my life. I wanted Ms. Jackson. And she wanted to give herself to me. I would let her. I was letting her take this as far as she wanted it to go. I kissed her back, hard. I forced my tongue into her warm mouth and writhed it around. She bit my lip lightly. I pushed her back a few steps until she was up against the wall. Then I pushed myself into her sculpted body, leaning with my hands on either side of her head. She reached up underneath my arms and placed her hands on my upper back. She then pulled me into her as much as she could. I moved from her mouth down to her neck. I kissed and sucked, leaving small pink hickeys on her white skin as I went. She breathed heavily and hotly into my ear as she ran her fingers through my hair. Touch my body.
She breathed into my ear. You didn't have to tell me twice. I had been dying to explore her body since the day I first met her. I ran my hands down her side and then onto her back. I lowered them until they rested gently on her butt. Then I grabbed two handfuls of her ass and pulled her against me, grinding my pelvis into hers.
Ah.
She whimpered into my ear. With one hand I lifted her thigh so that she wrapped it around the back of my leg and held it there. With the other hand I left her ass and traveled up her side to her heaving chest. I cupped it from underneath and grabbed a handful through her dress and bra. I massaged it while we kissed and grinded into one another. I abandoned it temporarily and moved down her stomach. I slipped it underneath her dress and was heading between her legs. When I was inches away, I could feel the heat coming off of it. She stopped and grabbed my arm, halting my progression.
Oh. I went too far. Not here. Follow me, she said.
She led me by the hand and I followed behind, watching her heart-shaped ass swoosh from side to side as she walked, her heels clicking against the hardwood floor. She led me down the hallway and into her bedroom. Inside her bedroom was a wide open space. A king-sized bed was against one wall, facing a large armoire with a giant mirror on the other wall. On this side of the armoire was a door that probably led to the closet. On the opposite side of the armoire was a door that most likely led to the master bathroom. She closed the door behind me and turned on the dimmed lights. She kissed me briefly on the mouth and then pushed off of me, standing a few feet away. I took the image in. I am the luckiest bastard alive.
So tell me, what is it about me that tempts you so?
She asked, smiling, placing one head on her hip and the other hung by her side.
Oh. Well, so many things actually, I admitted.
She laughed a sultry laugh.
I want to hear you say what they are, she demanded.
So many things came to mind, but I figured I had better start off politely.
Well, your eyes. Your blue eyes are amazing, like your daughter's. Really, you like my eyes?
She asked teasingly.
Because when I see you gawking at me, it is almost never at my eyes. It's usually at these.
And as she said it, her hands moved to her breasts. She pushed them up and together so that her cleavage overflowed even more out of the top of her dress. I couldn't believe what was happening.
Yes. Those are very nice too. I choked. Would you like to see more of them?
Holy shit. Okay, this definitely isn't happening. Not able to speak, I simply nodded in the affirmative. She let go of her boobs and with her right hand she slid her left strap off her shoulder and let it hang loosely. Then she did the same with her right strap. She tugged at the top of her dress so it fell around her waist. I was left with a view of the rest of the black lace bra that I had seen the back of earlier in the kitchen. It held her massive breasts and formed them into two perfect orbs. It looked like it was struggling to hold them back. They fought against the fabric to break free. Then, rotating slightly so that I was viewing her from the side, she bent forward at the waist. Not bending her knees, she rolled the dress past her waist and over her round ass cheeks. Then she let it fall down her legs the rest of the way and hit the floor. She stepped out of it and stood tall again. Facing me, she reached up and undid the loose bun at the top of her head. She shook her head two or three times and let her blonde hair fall down, just past her shoulders. The whole scene was incredibly erotic.
Do you like what you see? She asked.
But this time it wasn't in a sultry tone. I think she was genuinely hoping I would approve. And I did, big time. So did the slowly growing organ in my pants. Again, not able to find my voice, I simply nodded my head in the affirmative.
Would you like to see even more?
Finally, I was able to get out a firm.
Yes. She giggled. So he does speak. She teased.
She arched her back and reached behind herself. The action caused even more tension than there already was on the overly strained bra. She undid the clasp and slowly slid off the bra, letting it fall forward onto the floor. Her two heavy mounds of flesh burst forth now that they were free from their prison. Out of the bra, they no longer maintained their perfectly orbed shape. Gravity and time took their effect, but it was minimal, and shockingly so for her age. They still had a round shape to them, but they hung a little lower than I'm sure they did 20 years ago. I wondered briefly if she had had any work done on them. Her areolas were a little larger than 50-cent pieces, but flat against her skin, except for the tips, which were hard and seemed to point straight up. Finally, there Ms. Jackson stood, with her blonde hair down, black lace panties, wearing black high heels, with her giant magnificent breasts fully exposed, her pearl necklace lying in between the inflated mounds, her nipples hard as diamonds. She smiled at my obvious state of awe at her naked body. Then she took two strides toward me, her heavy breasts bouncing with each step.
Now, do you want to touch my tits?
She said, her sultry voice back. Again, my voice was lost. I nodded. She grabbed my wrists and lifted them to her chest. I took one in each hand and hefted them. They refused to slope dramatically to gravity, and yet they were surprisingly soft. Which made me think maybe they were real. But either way, I didn't care. They looked and felt incredible. I grabbed them harder, soft tit flesh ooze between my fingers. I kneaded her fat tits like a baker kneads dough hot out of the oven. Feeling more emboldened, I leaned down and took one of her hard nipples into my mouth.
Oh yeah, suck on my titties.
She grabbed the back of my head and pushed my face further into her chest. I sucked like a baby on her juicy tits. I moved from one to the other, massaging the one while I sucked the other with my mouth. I flicked my tongue against the hard tip and bit lightly onto it.
Ah.
She let out a moan of pain mixed with pleasure.
You naughty boy. It's my turn.
But I ignored her. I kept massaging and sucking on her glorious tits until she finally had to pull me away. She grabbed the bottom of my shirt and pulled it over my head, then tossed it to the ground. She attacked my mouth with her mouth and again our bodies were smashed into one. This time it was skin on skin. Oh my god, her bare breasts feel so good against my naked chest. I can feel her hard nipple somewhere in that mess of tit flesh being smashed against me. She broke our kiss and began sliding towards the carpeted floor. Her heavy breasts dragged against my chest and stomach. Her mouth followed behind her dragging tits, kissing my skin as she went. First my chest, then my abs, then my lower abdominal, until finally she reached my waist and the bulge in my pants. She rested on her knees.
"What do we have here?"
she asked, looking up at me. She carefully squeezed the bulge in my jeans. "Miss Jackson really enjoys teasing me, oh well. Let her tease, I'm enjoying every second of it." With movement that seemed to be in slow motion, she undid the clasp on my belt, then kissed my lower abdomen. Then she slid my belt through its loops, tossed it to the ground, and kissed my lower abdomen again. Oh my goodness, this was going to be painful. She undid the button of my jeans, then licked my lower abdomen with her broad tongue. She slowly slid the zipper on my jeans down. I could feel my heartbeat in my dick. She hooked her fingers through the loops on my jeans and pulled them slowly down my thighs. My jeans hit the floor, I stepped out of them, and she tossed them aside. Her eyes widened, apparently at the outline of my throbbing penis through my underwear, now more accurately able to measure its size.
Oh my! What do we have here?
She asked again, this time not teasing. She squeezed at the outline with her slender fingers. She kissed it gently through the fabric, and then nibbled at it playfully. Holy shit. Please keep going. Don't stop at the underwear.
I want to suck this big cock of yours.
She said, looking into my eyes as if reading my mind. Her painted nails dug underneath the waistband of my underwear, and even more slowly than she had removed my pants, she slid them down inch by inch. One tug at a time, she revealed my swollen member, first the thick base, then the shaft. After 5 or so inches, she seemed excited that there was still cock left uncovered. Finally, she reached ahead and with one last tug, my swollen dick sprang free, nearly hitting Ms. Jackson in the face. I doubt that it had ever been harder in all my life. It stood long and strong, as if at attention. She removed my underwear the rest of the way absentmindedly as she stared transfixed at my firm soldier.
Oh my God,
she said, more to herself than to me.
No wonder my daughter loves you.
I felt a twinge of guilt at the mention of Haley. But it was quickly forgotten as Ms. Jackson took my dick and gently in her hand, she moved it side to side, and up and down, examining it as if it were a rare specimen on the endangered species list.
What a beautiful cock you have,
she told me, not looking away from it. I was glad she didn't look away, or she would have seen my face flush with pride. She pulled my rigid cock to the left so she could kiss my right thigh. Her luscious lips felt surprisingly good on my sensitive skin. Haley rarely touched there. I hadn't realized until Ms. Jackson slowly worked her way up my thigh, kissing as she went. Then she moved to the other thigh, slowly performing the same ritual. When she reached the base of my shaft, she pulled back, her mouth hovering just over the head. Finally, here she goes. But she didn't. She lightly kissed the tip of my penis, were it not such a sensitive area, I may not have even felt it. Then she lifted my heavy cock up and made her way down the underside of my cock, kissing lightly as she went. Her plump lips were like pillows being pressed against my sensitive skin. When she reached my dangling scrotum, she kissed my balls. She opened her mouth and stuck out her tongue, forcing it into a broad, flat position. She licked my cum-filled balls. They slid across the slippery surface of her tongue like marbles. Then, forming a ring with her hands, she slowly began moving it up and down the entire length of my shaft. But she did it so softly that I could hardly feel the pressure from her hand. Her small hand moving up and down my thick shaft gave it the appearance that it was even larger than it really was. While she gently stroked me, she took one of my balls completely into her warm, wet mouth. She lathered my ball with her delicate tongue, softly enough to not hurt the ultra-sensitive area, but with enough pressure that I felt extreme pleasure from it. After my right testicle was starting to become sensitive, she instantly moved to the left. She sucked it into her mouth. I could feel it being licked from all angles inside her warm mouth. After it had received the same treatment, she gave it one more loving lick and let my scrotum swing back, now moistened by her saliva. She stopped stroking me with her hand, but she still held it steady. Again she stuck her tongue out, but this time she forced it to have sharp point at the end. She then touched that point to the base of my shaft and slid it slowly upwards, making swirly patterns as she went. After what seemed like an eternity, she finally reached the head. The thin tip of her tongue licked the top, catching some pre-cum that was beginning to ooze out. She leaned back, forming a thin strand of pre-cum from the tip of my cock to her plump lips. Leaning forward, she placed those lips on the head. It took all my willpower to not grab the back of her head and force her down onto my throbbing dick. But my patience paid off. She slowly parted her lips and allowed my head to enter her sweet mouth. Once inside, it was attacked by her tongue. It flicked at the tip and circled around my thick head.
Oh!
A groan escaped me. Ever so slowly, she parted her lips again and allowed another inch of me inside her loving mouth. Again her tongue welcomed the newest entrance with a barrage of licks. Her lips parted and she took in another inch of cock, but she did not slide any further, nor did she slide back up what she had already let enter. Like a door, her lips locked down in place, and her tongue did all the work, folding itself around the first 3 inches like an envelope. Her lips parted and with some visible difficulty she took in another inch of me. That's further than her daughter has ever gone, but I doubt she'll be able to get any more in her. She slowly slid back up my shaft until her lips were again resting on the tip of my cock. My dick shined with her saliva, measuring how far down she had made it. She looked up at me with her big blue eyes, then she closed them. In one swift motion she opened her mouth and took nearly all of my giant cock inside of her mouth. I felt the tip hit the back of her throat. She reached around and placed her hands on my lower back. Gagging, she pushed me further in, down her throat until her plump lips were around the very base of my shaft.
Ah, shit!
I let out in ecstasy. She forced herself to swallow twice. I could feel her throat muscles contract and milk my cock.
Finally, she slid back up my pole, my cock springing out of her mouth with a slurp. She gasped for air.
Oh God. I've never deep-throated anyone as big as you before.
She exclaimed once she had recovered.
Your cock tastes so good.
Then she dove back onto my rock-hard cock like it was her favorite flavor of ice cream. This time she did not take it slow. She ran her hands up my abs as she bobbed up and down on my cock. Her heavy tits jiggled slightly as her head moved back and forth. She was able to take about half of my long shaft into her mouth with ease. Then she quickly slid back up, never letting my head escape, just to bob back down. Her tongue whipped and lashed my throbbing cock as she bobbed. Occasionally she would force herself down further, but never all the way to the base, and hold it for a few seconds, allowing me to feel her throat muscles contract on my swollen member. Oh my gosh, this feels so amazing. She is so good at this. Her hands moved back down my abs. With one hand she stabled herself, holding onto my hip. The other hand moved down to my still moist balls and fondled them. She let my dick spring free from her wet mouth with another slurp.
Do you like watching me suck your cock? She asked. Oh yes. Definitely yes. Please don't stop.
She smiled and went back down on me. This time she grabbed the base of my cock with both hands, one on top of the other. She pumped with her hands while she bobbed with her mouth. As she pumped up and down she also twisted them like a corkscrew. She must have taught her daughter that technique. Her hands easily slid up and down my slippery shaft. With this technique almost every inch of my cock was feeling pressure, either from her hands or her mouth. Her blonde locks flew wildly as she attacked my cock like it was a piece of meat and she was a starving cougar. I started to writhe as I reached my climax. Ms. Jackson must have known what was coming because she slowed her pace. One hand stopped pumping and just held the base steady. The other hand continued to pump while her mouth kept sucking. Gradually she slowed her pace until it was a nice and even bobbing up and down. Her change of pace allowed me to regain control, but still felt amazing. For minutes she sucked my cock like that, as if she was planning to go all night, and she had nothing else planned. Every now and then she would speed up and lash with her tongue vigorously, bringing me to the brink of explosion several times. But then she would always slow again, and allow me to calm back down. But eventually even this slowed pace was proving to be too much for me.
Ms. Jackson, you look so sexy with my cock in your mouth, and I've never felt anything so amazing in my life.
I told her. This praise seemed to please her because she picked up the pace again. She started stroking me with both hands and bobbed up and down on my dick as fast as she could. Then she moved her mouth down to my balls and sucked on them one at a time. As she did that she kept stroking my hard shaft with one hand.
Ooh yes!
I moaned. She moved her mouth back to my cock and sucked it so ferociously that every third or so bob she almost let it escape. But she quickly came back down on me before it got away from her. But each time it made a slurping sound.
Oh God, Catherine! I can't hold it anymore, I'm going to bust!
She forced herself down, almost deep-throating me again and let me spring free with a giant slurp.
Come for me, baby! She said while she stroked me. Up and down as fast as her little hand would go. Bust right in my mouth, I want to taste your sweet cum.
The was it. The sight of Ms. Jackson naked on her knees, stroking my cock, aiming it at her open mouth, tongue out was too much for me. My balls churned and shot a hot load right at her face. It hit her on her upper lip and spilled onto her pretty face. She kept pumping. The second load shot right into her mouth, she slowed her pace but kept stroking me. The third load landed right on her broad tongue. Losing power, the rest of it seeped out of my head, drizzled down my shaft and onto her hand, which kept pumping at a much more relaxed pace now. She swallowed what was in her mouth. Then she licked the remnants of my first load off her lip. Then she took my spent cock back into her mouth, and gently milked every last drop that was left. Finally, she let my shrinking cock slip from her lips and hand. She licked her hand clean for any jizz that remained.
That was delicious,
she said. Then she kissed me passionately with a mouth that had just spent the last hour, it seemed, sucking my dick.
Wow, was all I could say. Now it's your turn.
She grabbed me by my limp penis and led me to the edge of the bed where she turned and sat. She leaned back on her elbows and spread her legs.
Do you know how to do this?
She asked. I wasn't sure if she was serious or was just mocking me. But I assured her I knew what to do. I approached and dropped to my knees.
That's a good boy.
She lifted her long legs into the air and rested them on my shoulders. I lowered my face until it hovered just above her panties. I could smell her musky scent already. I followed her example and kissed her through the panties, which were soaked in her juices. Damn, she is seriously turned on. I hooked my fingers around the straps of her panties and pulled them all the way up her long legs, and then over her heels, dropping her damp panties on the floor. I looked at her. Holy shit. In between her long muscular legs was the barest, most beautiful mound of pussy I had ever laid eyes on. All that remained were her pearl necklace, bracelet, and earrings and black heels. I dropped back to my knees. She lowered her legs back down onto my shoulders. I grabbed her by the waist and pulled her closer to the edge of the bed. Taking another page from her book, I kissed her inner thigh until I reached her hairless pussy. I ran my tongue along the pink outer lips. But Ms. Jackson was not going to put up with any teasing from me, the hypocrite. She grabbed the back of my head and pushed my face into her intoxicating scent. I got the message. I made my tongue as wide as I could and ran it all along her sweet-smelling pussy, as deep as I could go. I went back to the bottom and repeated this. Methodically I licked her pussy clean.
Oh yes, yes. Eat out that pussy.
She encouraged me. I reached my hands up and began to massage her fat tits while I went down on her. Like a dog, I lapped at her.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Keep doing that.
She moaned. I moved one hand down to her pussy and started to massage her clit while my tongue filled her wax pussy.
Ah. Ah.
She moaned and started writhing. I picked up the pace and started rubbing her clit more furiously. I abandoned her other breast and used the free hand to push against her lower back, forcing her pelvis harder against my face. She grabbed the back of my head with both hands, she pulled on my hair and pushed my face against her pussy harder. Moving her hips as best she could, she grinded her soft pussy into my face. Her heels dug into my back. I could hardly breathe, but I didn't let my tongue quit. She had worshipped my cock, she deserved this.
Oh God, yes. You're going to make me come. Keep eating at my cunt. Keep eating out that cunt.
She told me.
O-H-S-H-I-T. Yes.
She let go of my head and let herself fall backwards. Her body gave several shudders and her pussy all of a sudden got a whole lot wetter. Her juice flowed down my chin and dripped onto the floor.
Get up here, I want to taste myself.
She ordered me. I climbed up and pressed my mouth against hers. Her tongue went to work licking up her own juice. She got up and walked to the bathroom. I enjoyed the view of her naked ass. I heard the faucet turn on and then off. Then she re-entered the bathroom.
Holy shit. You made me come with just your mouth. You did the same for me.
I told her.
I almost wish I hadn't. I don't want the fun to end.
I stood and walked towards her. She looked down, and was surprised she wrapped a hand around my once again swollen cock.
Oh my God! You are hard as a rock again!
She exclaimed excited.
What did you expect? I have the sexiest woman I've ever met standing naked in front of me. I'm going to be hard all night.
Her hand started stroking me. She leaned in, her giant tits smashing against me. She kissed me hard on the mouth.
Good. Because I want you to fuck me with your big hard cock all night long.
Did she just say what I think she said? She wants me to penetrate her?
Don't look so surprised. What did you think I had planned for tonight? Just a bunch of foreplay?
She asked.
I don't know. This whole thing has been a shock. I'm not sure what to expect. Don't be so naive. I've been dreaming of having you fuck my tight little pussy for weeks now. Every time I looked in the gym mirror while you spotted me from behind, that's what I pictured.
She kissed me. I reached around and grabbed her bare ass cheeks, squeezing them. I kissed her back. She broke free and turned around. I pulled her close to me. She positioned my cock so it was in between her ass cheeks, and slid up and down. My cock slid between her cheeks like a hot dog in a bun. I grabbed two handfuls of her heavy tits, pushing them together while pulling her body against mine.
Do you want to fuck me from behind? Oh, hell yes.
She laughed.
Okay, big boy. But take it slow, okay? You're probably the biggest I've ever had, so let me get used to you first, okay?
She instructed. Then she leaned forward, her arms extended. She placed her hands on the armoire, facing the mirror. Her back straight, her butt in the air. She swayed it from side to side, like a piece of juicy fruit.
Come closer, let me guide you in.
I stepped forward. With one hand she reached between her legs and grabbed the tip of my penis. As I walked forward she guided me to her moist fold. Once my head was in she returned her hand to the armoire.
Slowly.
She reminded me. I placed my hands on her waist. Just above her round cheeks. I slowly inched forward, forcing my thick cock deeper into her tight pussy. I looked at her face in the mirror. Her eyes were shut in pain. Twice she told me to stop, getting used to my cock, then she told me to keep going. Finally, the entire length of my rigid cock was inside of her. It was warm, and incredibly wet. Her tight pussy clenched my cock like a banana in its peel.
Holy shit, holy shit, holy shit.
This feels so good. I wouldn't mind if we just stayed like this all night. For a few moments we didn't move. I stood with her ass against my stomach, soaking my throbbing cock in her wet pussy. Slowly her eyes were not squinting so tightly. She was growing accustomed to it. Then she started rocking, gently, and slowly at first back and forth. I let her set the pace. Her breasts were heavy, in and out, in and out. Eventually she reached a steady pace, sliding back and forth, nearly the entire length of my long shaft. She looked over her shoulder at me.
Does that feel good? Oh yeah, damn good. Good, I'm used to you now. Now fuck me.
Hell yes. I began rocking into her as she rocked back.
Ah, aya, aya.
She whimpered each time my cock plunged into her. I began pulling her back into me with my hands as well as thrusting into her. I could see her heavy tits swaying back and forth in the mirror. She arched her back.
Spank me?
She told me, looking over her shoulder as I fucked her. I took a hand off her waist and spanked her lightly on the ass. She kept looking at me, watching me drive into her.
Come on, spank me!
She yelled, not looking away. I spanked her a little harder, slap.
Come on, spank me like the naughty girl I am!
I lifted my hand higher and spanked her harder, slap.
Oh yes!
She let her head roll back. I spanked her again, slap. Again, slap. Like a horse receiving a slap in the flank, each time I spanked her she went faster. I pulled her hard into each thrust. Again and again she slammed her ass back into my stomach. Her big tits were swaying violently back and forth now. Her pearl necklace rattled against the wooden armoire.
Oh God, yes. Fuck me. Fuck me.
She yelled. Each time she slowed, I spanked her ass to make her pick up the pace, It was so tight that it didn't leave any ripples. Only a slightly red mark from my palm. I reached forward and grabbed onto her swaying breasts.
Ah. H-h-h-h-h.
She moaned. She let go of the armoire with one hand and reached down to stimulate herself while our bodies collided together.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Keep going. I'm climaxing again.
She warned me. She abandoned the armoire with both hands and rubbed furiously at her clit. While massaging her tits and rolling her nipples between my fingers, I supported almost all of her weight. As I plunged my cock into from behind, again and again her body was racked with a second orgasm. When it had come and gone, I stepped back, sliding my cock from her beaten pussy. Come from Ms. Jackson's orgasm ran down the inside of her legs. She turned and pushed me onto the bed. I scooted back and lay flat on my back, my arms and legs fully extended, my cock pointing straight up like a flagpole.
It felt so good to be filled with your massive cock. I want more.
She climbed onto the bed like a cougar, keeping her eyes on her prey, me. Her pearl necklace dangled beneath her, as well as her heavy tits. With her ass in the air, she crawled toward me. She stopped at my swaying cock and took me into her mouth. With her eyes still on me, she bobbed up and down on it several times. Letting it slurp from her mouth, she kept crawling until her massive breasts hung over my slipper dick. She positioned herself so it was in between her two mountains mounds of flesh and slapped my cock between them. Then she moved on, her hard nipples now being dragged across my stomach and chest. She used her breasts to trace patterns in my skin. Finally reaching my mouth, she forced her tongue into it. She moved to my ear and sucked on my earlobe.
You just relax, I'm going to fuck you good.
She breathed into my ear. Still in her heels, she dragged her feet one at a time next to my chest. Reaching forward, she took hold of the headboard for leverage. She pulled herself into a deep squatting position. Then she pushed up, with her legs and lifting with her arms at the same time. With her knees bent at a 90-degree angle, she positioned her dripping pussy above my pole. I steadied my swaying cock while she lowered herself until the head of my dick was at her entrance. Then in one motion, she let herself drop down onto me. Impaling herself with the entire length of my cock, I let out a gasp of pleasure.
Oh fuck!
She moaned. Now sitting on my cock, she began to rock back and forth. She let her head fall backwards.
Oh god, your dick is so huge! How does my daughter handle this?
She manages. Ms. Jackson brought her head forward and looked me in the eyes.
Not like me. I'm going to fuck you like you've never been fucked before.
With that, she raised herself up again, keeping her back arched. She used only her legs, and her leverage with the headboard. Once she was at the top, she let herself drop down again. Another gasp of pleasure escaped me.
You like getting ridden, don't you?
She teased.
Good. I'm going to ride your cock good and hard.
And she did. She raised herself up again, and then slowly this time lowered herself back down, taking my entire cock into her. She fucked me slowly like that for several minutes. Her pussy felt incredible sliding up and down my shaft. I lay there, letting her do all the work. Gradually her pace increased. I was amazed that she did not grow fatigued. All those hours at the gym were paying off. She really could have gone all night. Up and down she went. Again and again she raised herself, only to impale herself once more on my eager cock. I reached up with both hands and grabbed onto her right breasts while she bounced. She moved her hands to my chest and arched her back even more, thrusting her chest into my hands.
That's it, play with my big titties while I ride your big cock.
I massaged her soft tits while she slid up and down my pole. I was enjoying the break, but eventually my hips started grinding into her. I started to thrust upward each time she dropped down onto me. I placed my hands underneath her ass cheeks and helped to lift her up on her ascents. With my help, she was able to go even faster and harder. She moved her hands a little lower on my body and leaned forward slightly. This caused her arms to press her gargantuan tits together, and they bounced up and down directly in front of my face. Her big round titties filled almost my entire field of vision. On her descents, I attempted to get a mouthful of her breasts and give them a suckling before she bounced back up. Seeing this, she slowed her pace from time to time to ensure that I sometimes was able to give one of her hard nipples a good suck.
Oh god, yes, 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 yes!
She moaned each time my thick shaft impaled her tiny pussy. My head rolled to the side and viewed the clock. We had been fucking like this for some time. I thought it might be time for a change. So keeping my hands on underneath her, but I sat up. She stopped bouncing on top of me as we came face to face, my cock still deep inside of her.
Why are we stopping?
She asked out of breath. I ignored her question and kissed her on the mouth. While we kissed, I moved so that my legs hung over the edge. She still straddled me. Then I leaned forward and stood up off the bed, lifting her into the air. Most of her weight in my hands, pressing up against her ass cheeks. Her thighs resting on my forearms, her calves and heeled feet dangling to the sides. She wrapped her arms around my neck to avoid falling backward.
Oh my god!
She gasped, afraid at first. She must not be used to being thrown around like this. I did this position with her daughter all the time, she loved it. Ms. Jackson was a little heavier than Haley. But I still could have held her like this for a long time. Besides, my adrenaline was through the roof. I lifted her up until I was nearly out of her pussy. Then I dropped her back down, spearing her with all of my cock.
Oh-h-h-h!
She moaned. I lifted her again and dropped her down onto my stiff dick once more, eliciting another moan from her lips. She started pulling up with her arms, and pushing against my forearms with her legs as I bounced her, making it a little easier on me. I glanced in the mirror at our reflection. It was a sight to behold. Ms. Jackson in the air, her arms and legs wrapped around me. Her massive tits pressed up against my chest. My hands on her ass. Her head rolled back, eyes closed, moaning in delight while I dropped her onto my hard cock again and again. You could argue that what we were doing before was lovemaking. But not this, we were straight up fucking each other like wild animals.
Well, I love your big fucking cock filling up my tight pussy.
She yelled, and kissed me while I continued to lift her up and down. Despite her desire to keep going, I could tell her body was growing tired. Our bodies were beginning to sweat from the physical exertion. I gently laid her down on the bed, her ass hanging just off the edge. Still inside of her, I leaned on top of her, resting for a moment, and kissing her plump lips. Just then a thought occurred to me.
Ms. Jackson. I mean Catherine. I don't think I can hold out much longer. Where do you want me to bust?
I had my tubes tied after Haley, so don't worry about that. I want you to blow your load inside of me. She breathed into my ear.
Oh fuck.
Bust a nut inside of Ms. Jackson? Just the thought of coming inside of her warm pussy filled me with new vigor. I kissed her hard on the mouth, she kissed me back. I began rocking back and forth into her. I aggressively smashed her fat tits with my hands. Moving my mouth to her glorious breasts, I sucked on one, and then the other, hard.
Oh, that feels good.
She moaned.
Fuck me.
I straightened up in order to ram my cock into her at a better angle. But I get my arms extended, leaning slightly forward in order to play with her titties that I loved so much.
Fuck me, harder.
She told me. With great regret, I let go of her boobs and straightened all the way up. Her ankles on my shoulders, I hugged her legs and drove even deeper into her. Her heavy breasts bounced up and down. Her hair sprawled out around her head.
Oh yes. Oh god yes. Fuck me. Fuck me harder.
She ordered. I did as she ordered and plunged my rigid cock into her as hard as I dared to, not wanting to hurt her. Her giant mounds of tit flesh bouncing even further now. She closed her eyes. With one hand she reached down to rub at her clit. With the other hand she began massaging her own tits, pulling on the nipples. It was incredibly erotic.
Oh yes, fuck yes, keep fucking me. Harder.
She yelled. She opened her eyes and glared at me with a fire I had not seen before.
Fuck me harder. I want you to stuff me with your big fucking cock. Pound my little pussy with your big dick until it's raw.
Ms. Jackson was fucking crazy, but I loved it. I let go of her legs and let them spread wide in the air on either side of me. I planted my feet firmly on the ground and grabbed her around the waist with both hands. I pulled my cock out of her until just the tip remained. And then I rammed it all back into her, pulling her toward my thrust as I did.
Fuck yes.
I did this again. And then again. I held nothing back, no longer worrying if I was hurting her or not. Ms. Jackson wanted her pussy pounded raw, and that's what I was going to do. I drove my thick dick into her little pussy over and over. Each time it sent a shockwave through her body. My balls slapped against her ass cheeks, making a clapping sound. Her hands abandoned her clit and breasts. Her arms reached out to either side of her and grabbed fistfuls of blanket.
Fuck me, fuck me, fuck yes.
Ms. Jackson's head rolled back, and she arched her back as I drove into her. I thrusted back and forth, back and forth. My cock shined from her juices, it easily slid in and out of her wet pussy. Her fat tits bounced wildly now as I stampeded into her. As I slammed into her they bounced down, knocking into each other sent them sideways, her breasts bounced out to the sides, then as I pulled out they would be sent flying up, only to come crashing down again when I plunged into her. And around they went while I fucked her.
H-H-H-H, oh H-H-H-H, H-H-H, H-H-H.
Her moans were no longer intelligible, she was so lost in pleasure. I wish I could have fucked Ms. Jackson like that until the sun rose the next day. Her warm pussy enveloping my hard cock over and over. Her eyes rolled into the back of her head. A shining sheen of sweat over her smooth skin. Her big titties bouncing in every direction. But I couldn't. Once again I felt the familiar churning in my balls as a second load was about to be released.
Fuck, I'm coming!
Ms. Jackson yelled.
Me too, I'm going to bust.
I warned. She wrapped her legs around my back, trapping me. Even though I was not planning going anywhere.
Keep fucking me. I want to come all over your cock.
She yelled.
Come inside of me, fill my pussy with your hot cum. Oh, fuck cock.
She threw her head back again. For the third time tonight I felt her body convulse with waves as she climaxed, her moist pussy filled with even more of her juices. That pushed me over the edge. I pounded her pussy one final time, driving as deep as I could and then holding it there. I shot load after load of hot jizz into her raw pussy. Overfilled with a mixture of our fluids they leaked out of her pussy, around my spent cock and onto the bed. Ms. Jackson's body had gone limp. I stepped back, my cock sliding freely from her. I fell backwards and then laid, exhausted on the floor, looking up at the ceiling. I probably could have moved, but I didn't want to. My eyelids grew heavy and I drifted off into a light coma. The next thing I knew there was a mouth on mine. I opened my eyes to see that Ms. Jackson was kissing me. Her room now filled with sunlight. She was clothed in a silk bathrobe. I was still naked. My limp dick hanging.
Wake up, you stallion. Haley will be home soon. You should get dressed and go downstairs.
I think at least for now, it would be best if we did not tell her anything about this.
I agree. I stood about to gather my clothes.
But does that mean this was a one-time thing, I asked? You fucked me into a coma last night. I want it to be an every night thing. But until we decide what to tell Haley, we should be careful.
I smiled at the thought of this happening again. I looked at Ms. Jackson in her silk robe. The tie was loose, one of her breasts was clearly exposed, nipple and all. Even now, the morning after, she looked incredibly sexy. My dick gave a twitch, and began to rise.
You've got to be kidding me.
That cock of yours is a machine, it never quits. She looked at me with a smile, watching in amazement as my cock grew hard, just at the sight of her. I just looked back at her, now not afraid to ogle. She grabbed my growing member and started stroking it.
Well, I suppose we have time for a little fun, if we hurry.
She said, and then dropped to her knees.
Chapter 02.
Standing on my tippy toes, I reached up and was just able to place the star on top of the tree. It looks perfect, Haley said with excitement. I stepped off the stool and took a look at the newly decorated Christmas tree. Haley gave me a kiss on the cheek and disappeared back into the closet in search for more Christmas decorations.
Yeah, good work, stud,
Ms. Jackson said with a quiet voice, and then she slapped me on the butt. Haley emerged from the closet only moments after, carrying a nativity scene. This had become a little game that Ms. Jackson liked to play ever since we had given into our physical desires for one another a few months prior. Haley still had no idea that I was fucking her mom, of course. That's what made the game fun for Ms. Jackson. Whenever she could get away with it, she would tease me. When Haley wasn't looking, Ms. Jackson would wink at me, or blow me a kiss. If Haley ever left the room for a moment, Ms. Jackson would plant a quick hard kiss on my mouth, shoving her tongue down my throat, and then retreating quickly before her daughter returned. Once during dinner, Ms. Jackson reached underneath the table, undid my fly, and slid her hand into my pants. I nervously glanced across the table to Haley, but she didn't seem to notice. Ms. Jackson's thin fingers curled around my half-swollen shaft, and pulled it out of my jeans. The room temperature air felt refreshing on my sensitive skin, but I was not relaxed. I shifted my nervous glance from Haley to her mother. But Ms. Jackson did not look at me. Her attention above the table was focused on stabbing her buttered carrots with her fork and then eating them with delicate little bites. My half-swollen dick quickly became fully erect in Mrs. Jackson's gentle grasp. Realizing that Ms. Jackson was not going to acknowledge me, I scooted my chair forward, stomach against the table, making it easier for her to reach me, but also making it less likely that Haley would notice anything unusual going on underneath the dinner table. I felt Haley's foot rub against mine. I looked up at her, she was smiling at me.
Oh great. I'd love to play footsies with you while your mom is jacking me off.
This is insane. Very slowly and very carefully, Ms. Jackson began stroking me underneath the table. I covered my whimper with a cough.
Babe, are you okay?
Haley asked me.
Oh yeah?
Fine. Just choked on the broccoli, I said, taking a sip of water while Ms. Jackson continued to stroke me.
So Haley, how is practice? You are the lead, right dear?
Ms. Jackson asked her daughter. As Haley began to tell us about memorizing lines for Kate in her theater class's rendition of Taming of the Shrew, Ms. Jackson released my hard cock. Her hand appeared above the table and reached for the butter tray. With her knife, she sliced off a slab of butter seemingly for her bread. Haley was deep in her story at this point and probably wouldn't have noticed, but being cautious, Ms. Jackson lowered her hands under the table again, and instead of buttering her roll, she placed the newly cut slab of butter onto her right palm. She placed the knife on the table and raised the dry roll to her lips. Meanwhile, Haley was discussing how the props are currently being made but are behind schedule. The play might have to be postponed until February. Underneath the table, Ms. Jackson placed her buttered hand on my throbbing shaft. She rubbed my twerking cock up and down, buttering it up like she had buttered the turkey for Thanksgiving. The butter soon grew soft and melted from the friction, oozing between her smooth fingers and drizzling down my shaft. Her hand now slid easily up and down my buttered cock.
Humph, humph.
I choke on the broccoli again to cover my gasps.
Excuse me.
Haley continued with her story. Ms. Jackson watched her daughter intently, apparently enthralled with her daughter's narrative, her hand pumping my cock as furiously as she could now without making it too obvious.
Oh my god, I am going to bust.
I put my utensils down and grabbed my napkin, and as inconspicuously as I could, lowered it beneath the table. Somehow picking up on the cue, Ms. Jackson focused her attention on my sensitive head, wringing my cock in her hand while continuing to pump up and down. I prayed Haley wouldn't notice the strained look on my face while I attempted to remain silent as I jizzed into my napkin underneath the table. Ms. Jackson slowed her pace but kept her pressure firm as I shot the remaining loads of cum into the dinner napkin. When finished, Ms. Jackson wiped her buttered and cum-stained hand with her own napkin underneath the table. Then she continued eating like normal, as if nothing had happened, not once taking her eyes off her daughter to look at me.
Hey mom, look what I found,
Haley said, bringing me back to the present. They were huddled, looking at something. Ms. Jackson laughed.
What is it?
I asked. They parted and made room for me. In her hands, Haley held a small photo, framed with popsicle sticks, a string attached at the top in a loop so that it could be hung like an ornament from the tree. It was crinkled and looked a little dated. It was a family portrait with Santa Claus minus Mr. Jackson. Haley couldn't have been older than 12 or so in the photo. She sat on Santa's lap, showing off a smile full of braces. This must have been her awkward phase. She was a cute little girl, but this gave no hint to the beautiful young woman she would blossom into. A much younger Ms. Jackson stood to Santa's right. Her blonde hair was longer than it was now. She wore a thick sweater that did its best to hide her massive melons. She held a baby in her arms. Haley's little sister, whom I had never met. She was currently away at boarding school. To the right of Santa stood two identical blonde girls that looked to be in their teens. They were even wearing matching outfits.
These must be your older sisters?
I asked Haley, pointing to the two girls.
Yeah. Rachel and Leah, she answered. They used to dress alike,
Ms. Jackson said. But then one day they decided never to wear the same thing again. If one came upstairs wearing the same shirt as the other, one of them would have to change. I think it was part of them trying to find an identity outside of their sister. The school counselor told me that was a normal thing for identical twins to go through. I just can't believe how different you look, Haley, I said. Wait till you see my older sisters. They've changed even more. Rachel is the one that's married and had a baby in June, right? I asked.
Yeah. Her baby is so adorable. I can't wait to see him, Haley said.
What about Leah? Is she married? I asked.
Haha, heavens no. I will be shocked if that one is ever tamed.
Ms. Jackson laughed. You'll get to meet them tomorrow. They are staying here for the holidays, Haley said.
I look forward to it.
But I wasn't really looking forward to it. Three more people in the house, plus a baby, made it less likely that Ms. Jackson and I would find the time to perform our sinful ritual. XX The winter air permeated my thin jacket. As my fingers untangled the mess of Christmas lights, they were beginning to lose feeling in the cold. Haley and her mother were in the kitchen preparing dinner. I had been assigned the task of stringing lights along the roof. Ms. Jackson wanted everything to be perfect for the return of her oldest daughters. The sound of tires crunching over freshly fallen snow stole my attention away from my current task. A blue Prius made its way down the quiet street and pulled into the driveway. For some reason, I didn't picture Leah driving a Prius. This must be Rachel and her family. I made my way down the ladder. I could hear the sounds of car doors opening, followed by the sound of a crying baby. Reaching the ground, I turned to see a thin man struggling to lift a suitcase out of the trunk. A woman leaned into the back seat, lifting her child out of its car seat. She wore a fur hat, a wool scarf, heavy jacket, leather gloves with matching brown leather boots. All that could be seen was her face. Wow. She looked so much like her mother. Her eyes were crystal blue. She also shared her mother's high cheekbones and clearly defined jawline. Her red lips were in sharp contrast against her porcelain skin.
Hello? You must be Haley's boyfriend, she said to me.
Hey. I'm guessing you're Rachel?
Yes.
This is our son, and that is Jacob, my husband, she said, gesturing to the man still struggling at the trunk. It's good to finally meet you. I am excited to get to know you, but for now I'm going to get this little one inside. It's much too frigid out here.
Yeah, of course.
I'll see you inside, I told her. She rushed inside and I stepped to the rear of the car. Do you need some help? I asked Jacob. If you don't mind. I took hold of the suitcase he had been attempting to get out of the trunk and lifted it up with one arm. To be fair, it was pretty heavy. I reached in and grabbed another bag, leaving the smaller two suitcases for Jacob.
Thanks. Really appreciate it, he said to me.
No problem. How was the drive?
We made awkward small talk as we carried the luggage to the front door. We entered and set the bags in the living room. Thankfully, the sound of the girls' happy reunion gave us reason to end our forced conversation. Haley was awing over the baby while Ms. Jackson and Rachel laughed at an unknown story one of them had just finished. I left Jacob in the living room to put away the ladder. I wasn't outside long when a cab pulled up to the curb. The back door opened and two furry boots emerged, followed by a pair of thin legs. This must be Leah.
Damn it. Did Rachel beat me here? She said, looking at the Prius.
She wore a beanie, blonde hair stuck out from underneath the edges. Dark sunglasses covered her eyes. Her trench coat stopped several inches above her knees, giving the appearance she wasn't wearing any bottoms. At least I assume she is wearing bottoms.
Mom!
She yelled as she walked past me towards the house. Ms. Jackson came to the front porch.
Leah! My dear, welcome home, Ms. Jackson said. Do you have any money? I need to pay the cab driver,
Leah asked. The cab driver had now unloaded her two suitcases onto the curb and was standing impatiently.
I don't have any cash on me. Give me a few minutes to find my credit card, Ms. Jackson answered.
The cab driver gave a dissatisfied grunt.
It's okay. I have some,
I offered, pulling the bills out of my pocket.
Thank you so much. I'll pay you back, Ms. Jackson said.
By the quick look she gave me, I knew she wasn't referring to a monetary compensation. I gave the driver his money while the girls, including Leah, went inside. The cab pulled away, leaving me alone outside with Leah's suitcases. I guess she assumes I'll bring her bags in. Despite my annoyance, I was still a gentleman. I took hold of her bags and lifted. The zipper on one of her bags must have been loose because when I lifted it, the front flap fell open and dumped some of its contents onto the sidewalk, which was partly covered with a thin layer of snow. I quickly knelt down to retrieve the spilt items but couldn't believe my eyes.
What the hell? Is that a dildo?
It was. It was a giant rubbery, flesh-colored dildo with incredible detail. It even had little veins on the underside. Next to it lay a rubbery ring with two bulges on either end. I had never seen one of these before, but I imagined it was meant for a penis. And next to that was a bottle of lubricant. I quickly grabbed all of them and shoved them back into the bag. I looked up to make sure no one had seen. The front door was shut. Everyone was safely inside. I felt I could risk a quick peek into the open bag. It was full of sexual items. Lingerie, handcuffs, vibrators, etc. It seemed Leah had brought one bag entirely for her sex toys. I quickly zipped it back up and headed inside. Inside I found Ms. Jackson, Haley, and the baby. It smelt like dinner was almost ready,
and I was starving. Everyone's getting washed up for supper. Do you want to change your clothes really quick and then come back up? Haley asked. And take Leah's bags downstairs, she's staying in the room across from us. Oh lovely, maybe I'll be able to hear her use her toys during her visit. I left Leah's bags outside the door to her room and went to mine. I hung up my jacket, kicked my shoes off, and dropped my pants. Then I started pulling my shirt over my head. The door opened, and someone entered. Hey Haley, can I borrow, whoops. Sorry, I thought you were my sister, said a voice that sounded like Leah's. By the time I had gotten my head out of my shirt, she was gone. That's embarrassing. Great first impression. Haley's sister just saw me in nothing but my socks and underwear. After I put on some clean clothes and the blush had left my cheeks, I headed upstairs. Ms. Jackson was finishing setting up the table, and the others were visiting in the living room. Everyone had shed their winter clothing. For the first time, I got a good view of them all. Jacob looked even smaller without his winter coat. The only fat he did have was a small potbelly. His brown hair was thinning. His thick-rimmed glasses almost seemed cliché. His wife Rachel was cliché in a whole different way. Her long blonde hair, now free from her winter hat, fell several inches past her shoulders. Her white blouse was buttoned all the way up to her thin throat. It was baggy around her arms and small midsection, but the thin material strained against her immense breasts. They looked even larger than her mother's. The outline of a white bra could slightly be seen through her shirt. Hands that donned ruby red nail polish, and a large wedding ring, rested on her hips. Hips that were hugged tightly by her denim jeans. In all, she had an incredibly nice hourglass figure. Damn. Leah had also shed her outer layer of clothing. Without her sunglasses, I could see her face, identical to her twin sisters and similar to the rest of the Jackson family. Blue eyes, high cheekbones, thin nose, full lips, and a still highly feminine but clear-cut jawline. Her hair was shorter than her sister's, just above the shoulders. It was also blonde, but without her beanie off, I noticed some light pink highlights. She wore a short-sleeve shirt that looked like it was made to fit a 12-year-old, and probably was, it said, princess, across the chest. Her frame was small like her sister's, but unlike her sister, her chest looked proportional to the rest of her body. The tightness of her shirt outlined her two small orbs. The V in her shirt was so low that it showed the little amount of cleavage her small breasts created. That's strange. If they're identical, why does Rachel have a larger chest? HHMMM, maybe they're just full of milk for the baby? Leah's shirt was also short enough that it revealed her flat stomach and a pierced belly button. She also wore a tight leather skirt. If it were any shorter, her ass cheeks would be hanging out the bottom. Speaking of her ass, it filled out the skirt nicely. The girl had done her squats. The short skirt showed off her thin, smooth legs. I compared Rachel and Leah to one another. Looking at them, it was obvious they were twins. But at the same time, they looked so different. I couldn't believe it. Come on, everyone, let's sit at the table, Ms. Jackson said. Leah bent down to pick up the baby. By habit, my eyes went directly to her ass. Her skirt was low enough that I could see the two dimples in her lower back, what looked like the very beginning of an ass crack and a tattoo. It looked like a swirly type of pattern, just a few inches wide and couple inches tall. Of course, she has a tramp stamp. Leah, will you say grace for us? Miss. Jackson asked once we were all seated. Are you serious? Leah responded. Fine, Rachel, would you pray for us? Ms. Jackson asked. Of course, Mother. Rachel answered. We all bowed our heads. Rachel offered a beautiful prayer, but all I could think about were Leah's sex toys waiting one floor beneath us. After the prayer, we passed platters around and dished food upon our plates. So, Jacob, how is work? Ms. Jackson asked. Fine. He answered. It didn't appear he had anything else to say. Are you used to breastfeeding yet, Rachel? Ms. Jackson asked. Mother, I don't think that is appropriate dinner talk, she answered. Okay, fine. Leah, tell us what's new with your life, Ms. Jackson said. Leah put her utensils on the table. Everyone, I have a confession. She looked up at Haley and smiled. I saw your boyfriend in his underwear. Everyone except for Jacob and myself began to laugh. And he has a smoking hot bod. Good job, little sis, Leah continued. And from what I could tell, it looks like he is pretty well endowed. Rachel suppressed a laugh at this as well. Ms. Jackson and Haley laughed heartily. I could feel my cheeks grow hot. Thanks, sis. How are things in that department for you? Haley asked. Oh, you know, the usual. No one special, Leah answered. Enough about us, why don't you tell us about yourself? Rachel said, referring to me. I briefly told them about my family, where I was from, hobbies, the normal things. Rachel asked me about my studies and what my plans were for the future. Even though she was only a few years older than me, she acted as if she were many years my senior. Her husband remained relatively silent. Leah asked questions more like, how often do you work out? And how many girls did you go through before getting to my little sister? I got the feeling that she enjoyed flirting with the line of what was appropriate and what was not. The rest of the family seemed accustomed to her behavior. As the dinner went on, I began to realize that the twins were not only different in the way they dressed, their personalities were drastically different as well. I saw little bits of Ms. Jackson in each of them. Rachel definitely dressed more like her mother. And they shared a professional type vibe. But I had also seen Ms. Jackson be fun and spontaneous, like Leah. Watching and talking to Rachel was like experiencing Mozart's 40th Symphony, while Leah was more similar to a Def Leppard concert. Mom, can I borrow a pair of boots for tomorrow?
Leah asked.
Ms. Jackson gave her consent and Leah left to raid her mother's closet. In Leah's absence, the table grew uncomfortably quiet. I tried desperately to make conversation with Jacob, but to no avail. After a short time, Leah came marching back into the dining room.
Okay, Mom, who are you fucking?
Leah demanded.
Leah, watch your language in front of the baby,
Rachel said, covering her child's ears.
What are you talking about?
Ms. Jackson asked.
Going through your stuff, I saw that you expanded your lingerie wardrobe. Come on, Mom, you wouldn't buy that unless you wanted someone to see it.
So who's the guy? Leah reasoned. I made eye contact with Ms. Jackson, then we quickly looked away. I looked down at my plate with a new feigned interest in my food. I hope no one noticed that.
I was not going to say anything until later, but you do have a certain glow about you, Mother.
One that wasn't there last time I visited, Rachel added. I felt a surge of pride well up inside me. The fact that her daughter noticed the difference in her mother must have meant I was doing something right.
Honestly, girls, there is no one, Ms. Jackson assured. Haley, you must know something about this,
Rachel said.
If something was going on, it would have to be while I am out of the house, because Mom's never had a guy over that I'm aware of,
Haley said. She had no idea how right she was.
There, you see, Ms. Jackson said. You're lying.
I don't know why, but I'm going to find out,
Leah warned. I gulped down my lemonade, attempting to hide my nervousness. The rest of dinner passed rather uneventfully. Rachel told stories of her baby. Leah complained about her manager at work. Jacob did not say a single word. Once dinner was over and the table was cleared, Haley and I retired to our room downstairs.
Okay, I've got to ask.
I started.
What is the deal with Jacob? I mean, Rachel is beautiful. And he seems like such a dud.
How did that happen?
Haley laughed. Everyone asks that. It's not from lack of options, that's for sure. Rachel had guys throwing themselves at her left and right. But I think she saw how hard my mom had to work, and she didn't want that. She met Jacob right after he had graduated medical school. He's kind of dull, but I guess she figured he was a safe choice.
She explained.
Yeah, that makes sense, I said. Leah, on the other hand, I think she took the opposite approach, Haley said.
What does she do for work?
I asked. She's a dancer, Haley answered.
What do you mean?
What type of dancer? I asked.
An exotic one,
she answered.
You mean, she's a stripper?
I asked in disbelief.
Haha, yeah.
But I prefer the term exotic dancer, Haley said, smiling. While she's here, she'll probably flirt with you. But she doesn't mean anything by it, it's just her personality. Don't let it bother you.
The more I learned about Haley's older sisters, the more I wished I had gotten to know them sooner.
XXX the next morning, I woke up and headed to the bathroom. Remembering that Leah was just across the hall, I stopped to throw on a t-shirt and a pair of baggy basketball shorts. I walked to the end of the hallway and rattled the bathroom doorknob.
Locked.
1 minute. Came a voice from the other side. Leah's already up. Not wanting to bother her, I was about to turn and go back to my room when the door opened, releasing a cloud of steam and revealing Leah. My eyes widened. She had a towel wrapped around her head like a turban. Her makeup from yesterday was completely washed off, revealing a surprising amount of natural beauty. She looked more like Rachel without it. She must have just finished showering because small beads of water ran down her thin neck. A small towel was wrapped around her torso. It was tied low enough that I thought I could see the beginning of her areolas. And it was short enough that it ended only inches after her waist, just covering her vagina. My eyes couldn't help but travel along her bare shoulders and then up and down her smooth legs.
Hey, big boy.
Hopping in the shower? Too bad I just finished. We could have conserved water with only a single shower for the both of us. She winked.
No.
Just going to the bathroom, I stuttered. But I no longer had the urge to pee as I felt the blood slowly inflating my dick at the sight of Leah in nothing but a towel. Leah grabbed the top of her towel, to keep it from falling. But in doing so actually lowered it by a couple centimeters. Yep, those are definitely her areolas. Did she do that on purpose? With that and the smell of her body wash reaching my nostrils, my dick began to inflate even faster, pitching a tent in the loose fabric of my shorts. I watched as her eyes traveled down to and lingered on my obvious erection. She smiled.
Oh my, did I do that?
She asked teasingly, not taking her eyes off my bulge.
Morningwood.
Sorry. I lied.
Sure,
she said, finally moving her eyes back up to mine. Be careful in there, let me know if you need any help. And with that, she placed her hand on my chest and let it slide across as she walked past me to her room. By instinct, my head turned to watch her walk away. On her upper left back was a colorful tattoo of a rose in bloom. The stem traveled down her back and disappeared underneath the towel. She lifted the towel a few inches, revealing the bottom of her bare ass cheeks.
Wow. What are you looking at?
Huh? I looked up to see that she had turned to look back at me.
Oh, nothing.
I shut the bathroom door behind me, turned on the fan to mask any sound, and quickly rubbed one out while the image of Leah in her towel was still fresh in my mind. XXX after a couple days into their visit, I grew used to Leah's flirtations. And I got better at hiding my erection. Unfortunately, their presence made it impossible for Mrs. Jackson and I to ever get any alone time. It was even impeding on Haley and I's sex life. She said it felt too weird to get frisky while her older sister was in the room across the hallway. Luckily, Leah had given me enough mental images to jerk off to for an entire year. I even wanked it occasionally to Rachel.
Just the thought of her jumbo-sized tits was enough to get me hard. One day while Haley was at school, and Ms. Jackson was at work, I went upstairs to scavenge the kitchen for some food.
Oh, hey Rachel, I said as I reached the top of the stairs.
Hello?
How are you doing?
She asked as she bounced her baby on her knee.
I'm good. Where is Jacob?
I asked. He is in our room, responding to some emails.
He is a bit of a workaholic, she answered.
Oh, I see, I said awkwardly.
It's okay. We don't mind, do we, baby?
She said, slipping into her baby voice as she addressed her child. I wasn't sure what to say after that. So, I acted busy while I searched the fridge for leftovers. I settled on a peanut butter jelly sandwich. The baby started crying.
I think he's hungry. You don't mind, do you?
She asked me.
Oh, of course not.
Please go ahead, I answered.
She lifted a baby blanket to shield herself from my view. Then I assumed she removed one of her succulent breasts because the crying ceased immediately. Oh man, what I would give to be that baby right now.
So how long have you been married?
I asked, trying to ease the awkwardness of the situation.
Almost 3 years now. I guess you and Haley have been together for about the same amount of time, right?
She responded.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry if this is too personal, but make sure you two are being careful.
One of these is fun, but they are an awful lot of work, she said, pointing to the lucky bastard underneath the blanket, sucking away.
Ha, you sound just like Ms. Jackson.
Well, I am my mother's daughter, and she had me and Leah at a very young age. I know she's grateful for us, but I also know it was extremely difficult for her, she stated.
You know, if you and Leah weren't identical twins, I would have a hard time believing you were sisters, I said.
She laughed at the comment.
We are quite different, aren't we? It is interesting to see the different lives we have ended up living.
The second thing she said was said more to herself than to me. And as she said it, I thought I sensed a bit of longing in her voice. Like maybe she envied Leah's wild lifestyle in a way.
So you really do not know anything about this mystery man my mother is seeing? She asked.
What?
Oh, I know. No idea. Well, you seem like a good kid. And I've never seen Haley so happy before.
So I approve of you, she said.
Oh, well, thanks.
She pulled her baby out from under the blanket and shoved her boob back into her shirt all in one swift motion. I tried to catch glimpse of something, but to no avail.
Maybe we can trick Mom into telling us who this mystery man is at the mall tomorrow, Rachel said, using her baby voice as she talked to her child.
XXX, I was stuck in the back of Ms. Jackson's Suburban next to Jacob. I had given up trying to talk to him early in the drive. Ms. Jackson drove, Leah sat in passenger seat. Haley and Rachel sat behind them, with the baby in its car seat between them. They were all speaking at a million words per second, strategizing which stores they would go to first, and what items they were looking for from each location. Occasionally Haley would turn briefly to me and say something like,
We need to get you a new pair of shorts.
The parking lot was full. It seemed everyone was doing their Christmas shopping. We parked and entered the crowded mall.
All right. Off to Victoria's Secret, Leah said.
Were you not paying attention?
We are going there last, Haley said, annoyed.
Call me if you need me. I'll be in Best Buy, Jacob said.
For a brief moment, I considered going with Jacob. Normally, I did not enjoy shopping. But then I imagined Jacob telling me about the memory storage on all the laptops in Best Buy versus watching the girls try on clothes. I decided to stick with the girls. Besides, at the end I would be rewarded with Victoria's Secret. We must have been at the mall for hours. But the time actually passed quickly. For the most part, one held bags and waited outside the dressing room to give my opinion on different outfits. Leah always tried on the shortest shorts, the tightest skirts, and the lowest cut shirts. Rachel leaned more towards the modest apparel. They were very attractive and expensive in taste, but modest. Ms. Jackson's choices were also fairly modest. But the occasional top showed off her round breasts. And some of the dresses were on the shorter side, showing off her toned legs. She also loved to find the highest heels that the store carried. Haley wore a bit of everything. I felt foolish as I tried on a pair of slacks and a custom-fit dress shirt. The girls all waited for me on a couch to see how the outfit looked. Upon exiting the dressing room, I was met with a chorus of oohs and ahs.
You look good, babe, Haley said.
Damn, you look sexy, Leah said.
You look more mature.
And it shows your muscular physique, Rachel admitted.
Ms. Jackson stood behind them, bouncing the baby. She gave me a seductive look and licked her lips. In the next store, Haley had picked out several items for me to try on. We were all in the dressing trying on different things. The dressing room was a long hallway with a dozen or more smaller rooms on each side, with nothing but curtains for privacy. The girls were all trying on their items and then stepping out to the main hallway to see what the others thought. I was doing the same, but at a much slower pace. I slipped on a rather tight pair of jeans and stepped out of my room to get Haley's approval. Haley was twirling in a yellow sundress for her mother, who was wearing a bright pink dress with matching pink heels. She looked like a character from Candyland.
Too tight, Haley said, looking at me.
What about the dress?
I like it.
That's what I said to everything.
Stay here, I have just a couple things left to try on, she said, and then disappeared behind her curtain.
Ms. Jackson and I were left alone. She looked strangely sexy in the absurd dress. She carefully stepped closer to me in her high heels. She put her mouth close to my ear and whispered,
I'm dying, it's been too long.
Then she pressed her breasts up against me.
Me too,
I whispered back.
but this probably isn't the best place to have this talk. God, I can hardly control myself though. I want your cock so bad, she whispered. And with this she placed her hand on my crotch and gently squeezed my dick through the tight jeans. Mom! Ms. Jackson quickly removed her hand from my crotch. We turned to see Leah's head poking out from behind the curtain four rooms down. She was looking directly at us. Oh shit. Did she see all of that? What did she see? Could you come help me zip this up? Leah asked. Of course, dear, Ms. Jackson answered. And she click-clacked in her high heels to Leah's curtained room. Oh good. It doesn't seem like she saw anything. She just needed help with a zipper. I went back behind my curtain and changed into my regular clothes. It took me a few minutes to tear off the skinny jeans, and when I finally exited my room, Rachel and Leah were at the end of the hallway talking furiously. I craned my neck in an attempt to listen, but could only hear every other word or so. Sure, serious, seeing impossible. What do you think? Haley asked, as she stepped out wearing her final outfit. Rachel and Leah looked up, seeing us, they left. I like it. Once Haley was changed, we left the dressing rooms. Leaving the store, we could see Ms. Jackson, Leah and Rachel talking to one another in hushed tones. They saw us approaching and their conversation ended abruptly. What were you talking about? Haley asked. Oh, just about what we're getting you for Christmas, Ms. Jackson said, smiling. For the rest of the day, Ms. Jackson, Rachel, and Leah seemed to do their own thing. I didn't see much of them until we met up with Jacob in the parking lot. The drive home was filled with chatter from the girls about the gems they had found, and instructions for each other on which ones they wanted as gifts. XXX the family had been together for a whole week, and it was only 1 week until Christmas. Haley and I were out of school and I was looking forward to the break. The two of us laid on our maid bed. She was on her laptop, looking at Facebook. I was reading for pleasure, not for homework. Our room was small. The king bed we had took up most of it. We had two nightstands, one on each side of the bed. A dresser against one of the walls and a small walk-in closet. A large window facing the backyard was above the bed. Haley, you ready? Ms. Jackson yelled from the top of the stairs. Where are you going? I asked as she closed her laptop. The mall. I'll get my jacket, I said, moving to get up. Nope. You stay here. We're going to shop for your Christmas. So you can't come, she explained. Okay, see you later. Have fun, I said. She gave me a quick kiss on the lips and was off, closing the door behind her. I slipped my shoes off and pulled off my socks, allowing my feet to be free. I fluffed the pillow underneath my head and cozied into a comfortable position before opening my book again. This is nice. I heard the garage door open. A car started, and then the garage door closed again. A few minutes later, I heard muffled voices from upstairs. One was a man's, which must have belonged to Jacob. I heard the front door open and then close. It was quiet. It was peaceful. Which was a nice change to the flurry of activity over the past week. As I read, my eyelids began to grow heavy. I was nearly asleep when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. Who is it? I asked. It's me, Leah. I set my book on the nightstand and walked to the door. I opened it. Leah stood on the other side. Her feet were bare. She was wearing Daisy Duke denim shorts. Possibly the shortest I had seen her wear. Her white t-shirt was extremely tight, revealing the curvature of her small breasts. Her hands were hidden behind her back. Pink lipstick adorned her full lips. There were earrings in each lobe, with several more silver rings going up her right ear. Her blonde, pink highlighted hair was down, hanging just above her shoulders. She looked up at me with big doe eyes. The sight of her made my dick give a twitch. What are you up to? She asked. Oh, nothing. Just reading. You're not reading the latest Playboy, are you? She asked. Ha, no. Oh, because I thought I heard something from my room. Some grunting maybe, you know, from self-stimulation, she said, and took a step forward. I took a step back. Nope, I was actually falling asleep. It's okay if you masturbate. I'm pretty sure I've heard you doing it before. It's perfectly normal. I do it all the time, you know, she said and took another step toward me, forcing me backwards. She was now standing in my room. I actually masturbated the other day thinking of you. What? I stuttered. I wanted to ask you a question, she said. What is it? She kicked the door closed behind her and lifted her hands. In her right was a black thong, in the left were pink cheekies from Victoria's Secret. Which one should I wear? She asked. I think the ones you have on are probably just fine. But, she said, lowering her voice to a whisper, I'm not wearing any. My dick gave another jump in my pants. And I'm not wearing a bra either. And with that she arched her back so that the thin white fabric stretched against her breasts. Two hard nipples could be discerned through her shirt. Relax. She's just messing with you. Haley told you she would do this. Keep your cool. Maybe I'll just go without them, she said. She tossed them to the floor and then wrapped her arms around my neck, pressing her thin body up against mine. Then she jumped and wrapped her legs around my waist. She was so light and nimble that she didn't need my support at all. She looked into my eyes, our mouths inches apart. Damn, she's really messing with me now. Supporting herself entirely with her legs, she grabbed the back of my head and pulled me into her, kissing my mouth with hers. Her tongue expertly slid past my lips and teeth and seemed to go down my throat. Oh, wow. For a moment, I allowed her to rape my mouth with her talented tongue. But then I realized what was happening and pulled away.
Leah, what are you doing?
I demanded. She ignored my question and pulled me back in for more. At the same time, my bedroom door opened.
What is going on?
Rachel yelled. Leah allowed herself to fall off of me and I stepped back, pushing myself against the wall.
Rachel, I can explain.
I started.
Leah! How could you?
Rachel exclaimed.
Oh, come on, don't be so dramatic.
Leah replied.
No. This is so typical of you. You are such a bitch.
Rachel said. Rachel shut the door behind her and locked it.
Why did she do that?
Is she going to trap us in here until Haley gets home?
Rachel, if you just let.
I started, but she silenced me by raising a finger in the air. Like a parent shushing their child.
Did you even stop to think about all the trouble I had to go through to arrange this?
Rachel said.
Jacob is on his way right now with the baby to his parents. I told him I wasn't feeling well so I couldn't come. This will probably be my only opportunity. What is going on?
I asked confused.
Sister, I'm sorry. You know how I am with urges. I can't help it. But look, we're both here now. Let's share him.
It'll be fun. Leah said, and playfully pushed her sister. Rachel crossed her arms and still looked upset. But gradually a smile spread across her face.
You think so?
Rachel asked.
I know so.
Leah answered, returning Rachel's devious smile.
Will one of you please tell me what is going on?
Rachel looked at me, acknowledging me for the first time. And I took her in for the first time now that my head had stopped spinning. Her blonde hair was straightened, falling past her shoulders. She wore golden hoop earrings, dark red lipstick, a black long-sleeve shirt. It had a modest neckline, just like all the other clothes I had seen her wear. But it was much tighter than what I was used to seeing her wear. It hugged her thin waist and bulged out at her massive chest. Skinny jeans hugged her wide hips. Red heels matched her lipstick. Dang, she looks good. She turned so that her body faced me, she moved towards me, her colossal breasts reached me long before the rest of her did. Her soft melons pressed up against me as her blue eyes looked into mine. Identical eyes to Leah's, but they sent a different message. She placed her hands on my neck and pulled me in, pressing her ripe lips against mine. Unlike Leah, her tongue remained dormant. Her lips sucked on and massaged against mine. She was tender. I grabbed her waist and softly kissed her back momentarily. But then mustering what self-control I possessed, pushed her back.
Wait, wait. What are you two doing? Is this some sort of test?
No, they said in unison. I love your sister.
And that's wonderful, Rachel said. This isn't about love. This is about pure physical needs. Needs that have not been met since I married. It's wrong,
I argued.
You mean wrong like you fucking our mother?
Leah said with a smirk.
She knows. You saw us? In the mall?
I asked. Leah nodded.
We confronted her, and she admitted everything.
Rachel said.
Please, don't deny us.
I don't know.
I stuttered. If you don't make us both climax, then we're telling Haley about you and our mother.
Leah warned. If Haley found out about that, we would be over. I can't let that happen. Who am I kidding anyway? Would I really be able to say no to this? This is a freaking dream come true.
Ah, fuck it.
I grabbed Rachel by the face and pulled her back in. I heard Leah giggle, but then all of my senses were completely taken over. Feeling. I felt Rachel's hands running through my hair. I felt her heavy breasts against my chest. I felt her waist pressed against me.
Taste.
I tasted her sweet lips on mine. Smell. I could smell her perfume mixed with Leah's. I could smell the department store on her new clothes.
Sight.
Although my eyes were closed, in my mind's eye I pictured the two twins and I alone in the room.
Hearing.
I could hear my own heart beating heavily as it sent blood pumping to my throbbing shaft. I could hear Rachel's breaths coming in gasps as we drank heavily from one another's mouths. Leah pushed herself up against me. Rachel kept her body on mine but moved her mouth aside, making room for her sister. Leah continued the attack on my mouth that she had started earlier. The contrast between their kissing was amazing. Leah was forceful and rough. I let her take charge as she grinded her pelvis into my left leg. Rachel followed suit and began to grind into my right leg. Leah's hands moved up and down my torso. Growing impatient, Rachel forced her mouth back onto mine, pushing Leah's off. Leah didn't resist. She moved her mouth to my neck, pulling the neck of my shirt down, kissing as she went. I placed a hand on each of their asses, pulling their pelvises harder into me. A groan escaped Rachel's lips. Leah's hand moved onto my crotch, while the other hand took hold of mine and moved it from her ass to her chest. Rachel followed suit again. Leah's breast was firm in my hand. Rachel's was soft, and much too large for a single hand. They continued kissing me, switching off from time to time, often touching mouths with each other in the process. While I kissed one, the other sucked on my earlobes or kissed my neck. Their hands explored my body while mine explored both of theirs.
Gosh, I wish I had more hands.
Leah tugged at the bottom of my shirt. The three of us broke our kiss momentarily so that the two of them could get my shirt over my head.
You were right, Leah. He has taken good care of his body.
Rachel admired. She ran her hands up and down my chest and stomach.
It is so nice to touch a hard body after years of sleeping next to one so soft. If you think that is hard, sister, wait till you touch this.
Leah said, gently squeezing the bulge of my pants, which was now fully erect. Rachel rested her hand on it. Her eyes widened.
It feels so big.
Rachel exclaimed.
I can't wait to see it.
Let's show him a bit of us first, Leah recommended. Leah arched her back and pulled her white t-shirt over her head in one smooth motion, then dropped it on the floor. Her small breasts were like perfect half spheres, so perky that her nipples seemed to point straight up. Her small areolas matched her petite breasts. She was so thin that I could see faint outlines of her ribcage. Her ribcage bore another tattoo, underneath her left breast. It was big fancy cursive writing. I wasn't sure what it said. With her shirt off, I could also see her pierced belly button. I ran my hands up her smooth stomach and cupped her perky tits. Each one was a perfect handful. They were malleable to the touch, but incredibly firm at the same time. They kept their shape perfectly. I rolled both her hard nipples between my thumbs and pointer fingers.
Oh, that feels good, she said.
Your turn, sister. I wrapped one arm around Leah's entire waist easily and pulled her closer while I watched Rachel. Oh man, this is what I've been waiting for. Rachel slowly rolled her black shirt up her flat stomach. When she reached her breasts, the process slowed even more. It was a struggle to get the fabric over such monstrous mounds. Eventually, the stretched fabric was forced to make its ascent upwards. Two cups of a deep red bra were revealed, and eventually the tops of her milky white breasts were shown for the first time as the shirt made its way up her neck and then onto the floor. The straps of her strained bra looked as if they were about to break at any moment under the immense weight of the bra's contents. Tit flesh oozed out the top of her bra, but also out the sides.
Oh my god! I think he likes them, Leah teased.
You know I've seen him staring at them ever since we first arrived.
Why don't you show him more?
Rachel reached back, putting even more tension on her bra's straps, and undid the clasp. No longer restricted, her huge tits immediately pushed forward. Then she slid her arms through the loops, one at a time her massive breasts fell out. Unlike her sister, Rachel's breasts were not perfectly round. But they were still perfect. The sheer weight of them caused gravity to pull them down slightly once they were out of her bra. Her nipples were larger than Leah's, and a shade lighter. Her breasts hung heavily in front of her instead of pointing towards the ceiling. I released Leah and like a child in a candy store I extended my hands towards Rachel's magnificent mounds of tit flesh. I cupped one in each hand and pushed them together.
Ah, careful. They're tender, she cautioned.
I carefully caressed them. They were incredibly soft. Rachel thrust them forward and pulled my face slowly down into her bosom until it was buried in her cleavage.
Do you like mommy's breasts?
She asked, using the same voice she used for her baby boy. It was strange, but incredibly sexy at the same time. I simply nodded my head, still breathing in her glorious tits. She raised my face to hers and once again began kissing me while I continued to massage her tender breasts. Leah moved in as before, and they were back to kissing me at the same time. This time with their naked breasts rubbing against my skin. Leah's nipples were hard, and my hands were more aggressive with hers. Eventually they pushed me up against the wall, and they both began kissing my neck, making their way down to my chest. Bending at their knees they continued kissing down my torso. My skin became increasingly sensitive as they reached my lower abdomen. They reached the waistline of my pants and dropped onto their knees.
Please don't stop there. Please.
They both looked up at me, then at the bulge in my pants in front of their faces, and finally they looked at one another smiling. Rachel traced the outline of my swollen cock with her finger.
Do you think it's real? Or do you think he shoved a cucumber down his pants?
Rachel asked Leah.
Only one way to find out, Leah responded.
Leah unbuttoned the button on my jeans while Rachel slowly undid the zipper. Together they pulled the fly apart, and then pulled my pants down my legs. I stepped out of them and Rachel tossed them aside. Now I stood before the two sisters on their knees, wearing only my briefs. A small stain of pre-cum was visible at the tip of my bulge.
Oh look, he is excited, Leah said, pointing to the wet spot.
Again, Rachel traced the outline of my rigid member with her finger. And this time, also nibbled on and lightly with her teeth. I winced.
It still feels like the real deal, Rachel said.
She looked up at me.
May we see it?
I tried to speak but couldn't. I simply nodded. Rachel reverently raised her hands to my elastic band. But then stopped herself. She went back to tracing the outline and feeling it gently through the fabric with her hands. Seemingly savoring the moment.
Fine, I'll do it, Leah offered.
Leah grabbed my briefs and quickly yanked them down to my ankles. My thick cock sprang free like a jack-in-the-box.
Ugh! My God!
Rachel let out a shout of shock and delight.
Good Lord! It's at least twice the length of my husband's. And the girth is incredible. Why, it makes Jacob's look like a baby carrot.
One of the better cocks I've seen, Leah said impressed, but not quite as impressed as Rachel. While they admired me, I kicked my briefs towards the discarded clothing pile. Rachel delicately took my swaying cock in the very tips of her fingers. She examined it how I imagined she must have examined her baby the moment it was born. It almost looked as if she were about to cry. Leah wrapped a small hand around the very base of my shaft and pulled it towards her. Rachel wrapped a hand around my shaft, above Leah's and pulled it back towards her. Leah wrapped a second hand around my shaft just above Rachel's and yanked me towards her. Rachel did the same. Only the head of my penis was exposed as they fought over my cock.
Ouch. Ladies. You said we could share.
Rachel exclaimed.
Okay then, let's share, Leah said.
They relaxed their grips and looked for a moment as if they were deciding what to do. Apparently, their twin telepathy kicked in because they both placed their lips on the head of my dick, meeting in the middle. They licked their lips so that they were wet with saliva and then began sliding down my shaft. Leah on the left, and Rachel on the right.
As they went, they continued to lick their lips and produce saliva so that they slid easily back and forth. They kept pace with one another better than synchronized swimmers. Neither one got ahead of one another, and neither one fell behind. Back and forth they went. My slippery cock was like the hot dog, their plump lips were like the buns. Oh my god, this could not look any sexier. After traveling the length of my entire shaft a dozen or more times, they began to lick the underside of my shaft with their broad tongues. Upon reaching the tip, Rachel unexpectedly took me into her mouth. Oh. I moaned. While Rachel constricted my head with her tongue and bobbed up and down on the first few inches of my cock, Leah continued to kiss and lick the bottom half of me. Rachel sucked on the top of my cock softly and slowly. Leah whipped the bottom half of my cock fast and furiously with her tongue. The contrast provided an extremely unique and pleasurable experience. After some time, they switched. Leah bobbed fiercely on the top of my cock while Rachel lovingly worshipped the bottom with her warm tongue. This went on for several minutes. The back and forth, taking turns. I ran my fingers through their blonde hair. They occasionally glanced up at me to make sure I was still enjoying the dual blow job. During Rachel's final turn on my head, Leah ran her tongue to the very base of my shaft, but she didn't stop there. Kept licking until she reached my scrotum. She teased my balls with the tip of her tongue, and then gently took one of them into her mouth. She sucked on one for a time, and then let it slip from her mouth as she took in the other one. While she was doing this, Rachel continued her bobbing. With the base of my shaft now free, she had wrapped both of her hands around the base, and began pumping while she sucked. It was strange to see a large wedding ring on a hand that was stroking my firm cock. But surprisingly erotic at the same time. With Leah lapping at my balls, any my cock in Rachel's mouth, I can't hold it any longer. I'm going to bust. I warned them. Rachel immediately let go of my cock and let it pop from her mouth. Leah surfaced from out between my legs. I do not want you to orgasm like this. I have this fantasy, but no. Rachel said, looking down. Go on, sister. I'm sure he is just dying to fuck your tits. Leah said. You see, I have tried with Jacob, but it just doesn't work. And after the first time, he did not want to do it again. But I really want to feel your long, strong cock in between my breasts. Rachel begged, looking up at me like a puppy dog. Oh hell yes. I nodded my approval. There, you see. Leah said. Leah stood, grabbed me by my penis, and pulled me towards the bed where she pushed me into a sitting position. Rachel crawled towards me on her hands and knees. I spread my legs, allowing her to enter. She raised to her knees so that her huge breasts rested on my thighs, my cock swaying slightly in between them. Even though I was still wet with their saliva, she spit into the deep valley caused by her milk bags for extra lubrication. Then she pushed those same milk bags together, enveloping my strong cock in her warm, soft tit flesh. Oh yes. Her breasts were so large that even my long dick was completely buried in her mountains of flesh. Nothing of my cock could be seen. Rachel looked at me with her piercing blue eyes. I love the feeling of solid cock in between my breasts. Now make love to them. She pleaded. No, fuck those big fat titties. Leah suggested, now an observer from the sidelines. I rocked my pelvis forward. At the apex of my thrust, the tip of my penis escaped out the top of her smashed breasts. Only to disappear again as I let it slide back into her soft melons. I thrust again and again, getting into a rhythm. Yes, yes, yes. Rachel moaned, closing her eyes. Instinct began to take over and Rachel began lifting her heavy breasts up and then slamming them back down. She slid her colossal breasts up and down my hardened cock over and over. I watched as ripples spread through her soft tits, caused by my thrusting and her pumping. I am titta-fucking Haley's older sister. And I don't regret it one bit. Rachel leaned her head forward and began sucking the tip of my penis into her mouth each time it made an appearance. Each time it escaped her lips to plunge back into her loving tits, it made a popping sound. Aroused by our performance, Leah unclasped her Daisy Duke shorts and slid a hand in between her legs. My balls began to churn. This time, without warning, they sent a large load of cum up my shaft and out the tip of my head, just as Rachel slammed her heavy breasts down. The hot cum hit her upper lip and left debris sprawled across her cheek, over her right eye, jizz stuck to her dark eyebrows. Ah! She gasped, surprised by the eruption. She staggered back, releasing my cock from her warm breasts. The next several spurts landed across her chest, slowly drizzling down her vast tits and over her nipples. Oh my goodness! She exclaimed. She used a throw pillow from the bed to wipe my seed from her face. Like a vulture, Leah swooped in and began licking the rest of it from her breasts. Rachel did nothing to stop her. I probably shouldn't be turned on by that, but I am. Must be a twin thing. Rachel looked sad. What's wrong? I asked her. The fun is over. I have the same problem with Jacob. Granted, you lasted much longer than he does, but now that you've orgasmed, you'll shrivel up. And I still had so many things I wanted to do. Rachel explained. Haha, not all men are like Jacob. Leah laughed, licking the last of my sperm from her lips. Rachel, just the image of you two sucking my dick will keep me hard for days. I explained. She looked at my cock doubtfully, but when it did not deflate, her red lips spread across her white teeth in a broad smile. We've sucked your cock, you fucked my sister's tits, now it's time you get me to climax. Leah ordered. She bent forward at the waist and slid her shorts down her smooth legs. She wasn't lying, she wasn't wearing any panties. Beautiful, her vagina had almost no lips, just a slit on her pelvis in between her thighs. It was also completely hairless. Not giving me much time to enjoy the view, Leah pushed me further up onto the bed so that I lay on my back, legs fully extended, dick pointing straight up. Next, Leah crawled onto the bed and knelt over me, facing me, so that the tip of my penis was inches from her slit. Reaching between her legs, she grabbed my rigid shaft and lowered herself until just the tip of me was touching her moist pussy. She rubbed my sensitive head back and forth between her opening, like a plow tilling the earth.
Oh my. Don't tease me.
Leah felt my body squirming underneath her.
You want to fuck me, don't you?
Leah asked. I nodded. She continued to play with herself using only the tip of my penis.
I want to hear you say it.
She teased.
I want to.
I said.
No, I want you to say you want to fuck me.
She ordered. This girl is crazy.
I want to fuck you.
I conceded. With that, dropped herself onto my now throbbing shaft. Impaling herself on my entire cock all at once. Holy shit.
Ugh.
She groaned, in pleasure, not pain. She let herself fall forward so that her face was in front of mine. She kissed me passionately, bit my lip gently, and pulled on it as she pushed herself back up so that our bodies were at a near 90-degree angle. Her pussy was surprisingly tight. Watching me fuck her sister's tits must have really turned her on because she was incredibly wet inside. She started rocking back and forth, and then slowly started bouncing up and down on my lengthy cock. She kept eye contact with me, not once looking away. I looked down at her little orbs of tit flesh. They stayed perfectly motionless as she rode me. I reached a hand up and gave one of them a squeeze.
Oh yeah? Play with my titties while I ride your big cock.
Leah encouraged. She pulled my other hand up and placed it on her other breast. Then she straightened her arms and placed her hands on my abs for support. She slowly spread her legs further and further until she was doing the splits. I pinched and pulled at her hard nipples while I played with her perky tits. I couldn't help it. I started to rock forward as she slammed down onto me, trying to drive even deeper into her taut pussy.
Yes. Yes, fuck my little cunt with your big fat cock.
She hissed. Her dirty talk spurred me on. I released her firm breasts and grabbed her by her skinny waist. I started lifting her up and pulling her down as she bounced.
But yes. Ah God, yes.
Leah moaned.
Don't just, aha. Stand there, Rachel. Aha, sit on, ah, his face, ah, yes.
It was difficult, but I forced my gaze from Leah's hot body to Rachel as she fumbled with the button of her jeans. She managed to get them undone and slid them to the floor. She wore red panties that matched the bra on the floor. She slipped off her high heels and then, not quite as gracefully as Leah had undressed, dropped her panties to the floor. Being that they were identical twins, Rachel's vagina was similar. Except not as closely shaved, she had a neatly trimmed triangle of short blonde pubic hair just above her slit. Both sisters were completely naked now, except for their earrings and Rachel's diamond wedding ring. As Leah continued to slide up and down my shaft, her sister crawled onto the bed, her heavy breast swaying beneath her. When Rachel reached my face, she gave me a soft kiss on the lips and then threw her left leg over my face. Then facing her sister, she slowly lowered her well-groomed pussy down until it was within distance of my tongue. I could smell her musky scent. I stuck my tongue out and licked the opening of her slit. This earned a quiet whimper from her, and she shot back up in surprise. When she felt comfortable, she began to lower herself back down. My loving tongue greeted her.
Oh my God, that feels amazing. Jacob never puts his mouth down there,
Rachel said. Gradually, she lowered herself even further so that I could penetrate her pussy with my strong tongue. As I rammed my rod into Leah's pussy, I lapped at Rachel's pussy like a dog. Rachel's body shook with delight.
Oh fuck yes. Keep fucking me,
Leah told me.
Watching you tongue fuck my sister is so fucking hot.
I let go of Leah's waist and reaching up, I took hold of Rachel's copious breasts. I gently kneaded them like dough as she began to grind into my face. Her immense breasts were too much for my hands and tit flesh oozed between my fingers and out the sides. She started grinding harder onto my face. I thrashed around wildly with my tongue.
Uh-huh-ho.
Rachel moaned softly, unlike her sister. Rachel grinded her pussy into my face harder and harder as I penetrated her with my tongue. I was having a hard time breathing, but I didn't complain. The intervals between her shivering were growing shorter. Leah continued to slide her pussy up and down my slick pole.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm climaxing.
Rachel groaned. Suddenly Rachel's body stopped quivering. Her juices filled my mouth and ran down the sides of my face. She let herself fall backward and rested against all of Haley's throw pillows.
Do you hear that? It sounds like the garage door,
Rachel said. I hadn't heard anything, but I stopped pumping into Leah in order to listen. Oblivious to the situation, Leah rotated herself 180 degrees, while still impaled on my cock, so that her back was now facing me. Her ass cheeks were like two thick balls of solid muscle. She leaned forward and grabbed onto the railing across the foot of the bed. Still in the splits, she started to work her way up and down my towering cock, moaning each time she lowered herself.
I think I heard a door, someone is here,
Rachel warned.
Leah, stop,
I said. She didn't listen. The pleasure she was getting from stuffing her pussy with my cock was too great. Thinking quickly, Rachel rushed to the foot of the bed and put a hand over Leah's mouth, muffling her moans of pleasure. The doorknob of the bedroom door jostled.
Why is this door locked?
I heard Haley's voice come from the other side of the door. Rachel put her second hand over her sister's mouth. Leah continued to fuck me, despite Haley's presence. I wasn't even sure Leah was aware of what was happening, completely lost in her ecstasy.
I was, changing and I didn't want your sister walking in on me,
I hollered to Haley.
We got all the way there when I remembered I left my wallet in the kitchen.
Haley explained through the locked door.
What's that noise?
Nothing. Give me just a second, I'll be right there. I shouted.
Don't bother. My mom is waiting for me in the car. Be back in an hour or so.
Haley yelled. Rachel kept her hands clasped over Leah's mouth until I heard the garage door shut, signaling Haley's departure.
What the hell were you thinking?
Rachel asked as she removed her hands from Leah's mouth.
Ah shit. Yes, yes. I'm almost there.
Leah yelled. Damn, Haley's going to hear that from down the road. I watched Leah's tramp stamp as it moved up and down. She slammed her ass down onto my stomach again and again, going faster and faster until the black swirly ink, making a delicate pattern on the small of her back, became blurred.
Fuck yes, fuck.
Leah moaned. I placed my hands on her bouncing ass. Small beads of sweat were beginning to form from her effort. She slammed down one final time and then kept herself impaled, rocking back and forth.
Fuck yes!
I'm there, holy shit that was good! Leah exclaimed. I made an attempt to pull out, but Leah contracted all her muscles, squeezing onto my cock and holding it in place.
I'm not done. I want to get there again. But this time I'm not doing all the work.
Leah said.
Do you ever do doggy style with my little sister? Or my mom?
I know what it is. I assured her. With that she let me slip out of her, my shaft shone from her juices. I got on my knees. Leah scooted back, fell forward, and then pushed herself up on her hands and knees. Arching her back she thrust her ass in the air.
Now bring that beautiful cock over her and fuck me good.
Leah instructed. Your wish is my command. I placed the tip of my cock at the entryway of her pussy. Knowing that she knew how to take a dick, I felt bold. I grabbed her by the hips. My hands were almost able to touch around her tiny waist. And in one swift motion I rammed my entire cock into her, balls deep.
But yes.
She moaned. She looked over her shoulder at me and smiled.
Now fuck me like the little slut I am.
She told me. I slowly slid my rigid cock out of her pussy until only the tip remained. Then I forcefully plunged it back into her.
Yes.
Ah. She groaned. I did it again. And again. And again. Slowly I picked up the pace until I found a rhythm. I crashed into her like a wave, over and over. I drove my hungry cock into her sopping pussy as hard as I could.
Fuck Rachel come, yes, lay under, aha, me, fuck.
Leah gasped between rammings from my unyielding cock. Leah pushed up with her arms to make room as Rachel positioned herself so that she laid on her back, underneath Leah. With her exposed pussy under Leah's panting mouth, and her face directly under my stampeding cock. Rachel licked my low-hanging balls while I stuffed Leah's pussy.
Keep punishing my pussy with your thick cock.
Leah moaned. As I fucked her from behind, Leah leaned down and began eating Rachel out. Rachel must have liked it because she started licking my swaying balls with a new intensity.
Fuck me harder. Fucking demolish my cunt with your hot rod.
Leah yelled when she came up for air from her twin sister's pussy.
You got it.
Rachel abandoned the ball licking as I thrust into Leah even faster. Leah kept eating at Rachel's pussy for as long as she could. But finally my powerful thrust forced her to rest her face on the bed and just accept my punishment from behind. I reached around her small frame and took both of her perky tits in my hands. Keeping her ass in the air, she let herself collapse as I supported all her weight. I crashed and smashed into her with more force each time.
Fuck me, fuck yes, keep fucking me.
Ugh. Leah moaned, her eyes shut. I pummeled her pussy with my raging cock. I battered it again and again, my breathing was heavy with labor.
Fuck. Shit, stop. No, no, keep going. Whatever you do, don't stop fucking me.
She moaned. I moved my hands from her breasts to her firm ass cheeks. They were so tight it was difficult to grab onto them. I thrust as deeply as I could into her, and then I felt that familiar climax, as her sopping pussy began drizzling from her juices. I slowed my pace and gradually came to a stop. We were both panting. Leah allowed my dick to slip from her battered pussy. Then she rolled over onto the side of the bed.
Good, now plow my sister like that.
She told me breathlessly. Rachel lay on her back in front of me. I positioned myself so that I was at her feet, instead of her head. For the first time, I noticed the blinds were open, I could see into the backyard. It was snowing.
Please be gentle at first.
Rachel asked. Thank goodness. I could use the rest. Rachel spread her legs wide so that I could enter. Her tremendous breasts hung heavily at her sides. I lowered myself so my eyes were looking into hers and my tip was positioned at her opening.
Remember, you're much larger than my husband. So, go slow at first.
Rachel reminded me. Slowly I pushed myself forward so that my head pushed against her labia. With a little force, it pushed past the outer lips of her pussy and my head was in. She squinted her eyes in pain. I stopped, waiting for permission to go further.
Okay.
She exhaled. Ever so slowly I forced my swollen cock into her narrow pussy. With each inch, she gave a whimper, mixed with pleasure and pain. After what seemed like a century, I was completely inside of her. Her pussy was even more taut than Leah's. I could feel the head of my penis brushing up against something. It felt like a wall.
Is that her cervix maybe?
I laid on top of her, my cock completely penetrating her pussy. My body weight smashed her full breasts against me. I hooked my arms under hers and grabbed onto her shoulders. She opened her eyes and looked into mine. She reached around me and pulled me in for a kiss. This time she used tongue. But once again, her tongue was different than her sister's. Rachel's was timid at first.
slowly exploring my mouth, submissive to my tongue as I forced it back into her mouth and explored with my tongue. We broke our kiss and she leaned up to my left ear, opposite the side Leah was laying on. She breathed hotly into it and whispered,
I love the feeling of your solid cock between my legs. And I love the feeling of your wet pussy around my cock.
I gently started rocking back and forth, like a ship rocks on a calm sea. Rachel's hands left my neck and found my ass cheeks. She wrapped her legs around me and pushed down on my ass as she grinded her pelvis into mine. With my arms underneath her back, hands clasped onto her shoulders, I pulled her into me and grinded my pelvis into hers as well. For the most part, my cock remained completely buried in her tight pussy. There was little to no thrusting. We lay like that, face to face, grinding into one another. Occasionally I would move a hand off from her shoulder, down to one of her ample breasts, massaging it before returning to her shoulders. She didn't moan, she was quiet. But I knew she was being pleasured because her eyes rolled back into her head from time to time. Also from time to time we would kiss, or we would take turns sucking on one another's earlobes. I wasn't sure if Leah was unconscious, or if she was quietly watching us. I lost all sense of time as our two bodies became one. Before this had all started, Rachel said this wasn't about love. That it was purely physical needs. But this sure felt like making love to me.
Go on, fuck her good,
Leah said, bringing Rachel and I out of whatever daydream we had slipped into. I looked into Rachel's eyes, silently asking the question, do you want it? She leaned in, breathed into my left ear, again opposite the side Leah was on. Like it was just our secret, and whispered,
it's okay. I want it.
With Rachel's permission, I slowly began pulling out of her a bit further each time I rocked back. Gradually I started thrusting a little faster. Eventually I let go of her shoulders. I placed my hands on the bed on either side of her and pushed myself up. This gave me a better view of her magnificent body while I fucked her, but it also gave better leverage for faster and more powerful thrusts. As I put more force into it, Rachel's fat tits began to bounce up and down with each thrust. She closed her eyes and bit her lip in pleasure.
Harder,
Leah coerced. Juices from Rachel's moist pussy allowed my strong cock to slide in and out with ease now. I obeyed Leah's order and fucked Rachel harder. Rachel raised her arms and grabbed onto the headboard.
She's almost there, I can tell, Leah said. Fuck her faster.
Again, I obeyed Leah's order. I picked up the pace. Again, and again I drove my thick cock into Rachel's compact pussy. The force sent shockwaves up her body. Her enormous breasts were bouncing wildly now. Up and down as I drove into her. Murky white substance leaked from her nipples.
That must be milk.
I'm fucking the milk right out of her. I could tell Rachel was getting close to climaxing from the scrunched look on her face. And the tremors I was feeling in her legs. I increased the tempo and the force with which I pounded her pussy. My balls slapped against her ass crack. She let go of the headboard, moving her hands to hold down her breasts in an attempt to control their uncontrollable bouncing. Rachel arched her back. Her pussy suddenly went from wet to sopping. Her juices leaking out of her pussy and onto the bed. Her legs released me and fell limply to her side.
I can't hold it. I'm going to bust again,
I warned. Rachel came out of her pleasure-induced coma just in time to tell me,
you can't come inside me! Quick, pull out!
I fought every instinct in my body telling me to bust inside of her wonderful pussy, and I pulled out. Once again, Leah dove in like a vulture. Her mouth was on my throbbing cock seconds after it had exited her sister's pussy. Leah wrapped both hands around the base of my cock and pumped furiously while she sucked. I shot load after load of hot cum down her throat. She milked my cock until it was empty. Then she kissed me hard on the mouth. The taste of her sister's pussy, my cock, and my cum still lingered on her lips.
That was fucking hot, Leah said. Jacob has never loved me like that before,
Rachel said.
I can honestly say, I have never experienced anything like that,
I said.
Who was the better lay?
Leah asked.
Huh?
Yes.
Who is a better lover? Leah or I?
Rachel asked. Now that we were done, their competitive nature was coming back out. They looked at me, waiting for an answer. How am I supposed to answer that? They're both incredible in different ways. I was saved from having to answer by the sound of the garage door opening. Haley would be downstairs in a matter of minutes. Rachel and Leah both started grasping for their clothes.
Hey, so we're good? You're not going to tell Haley?
I asked.
As long as you keep us satisfied.
Leah winked. She gave my cock a squeeze and slipped out the door.
What she said?
Rachel told me. She pressed her plump lips against mine, and handed her red panties to me.
Something to help you remember this experience.
Then she slipped out the door as well.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever forget this.
Don't you worry. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.